It's time for Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
Hello and welcome, everyone, to day two of the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic here at the campus of Drury University in Springfield, Missouri. Good afternoon, I'm Brent Barnett, and the Northwest Missouri State men's Bearcat basketball team is gearing up for their final game of this Thanksgiving Classic, and they are set to take on former MIAA opponent Truman State Bulldogs. Northwest lost yesterday afternoon in heartbreaking fashion to the host Drury University. Drury came in ranked fourth nationally and are the defending Division II national champions. The Bearcats were up by as much as 15 points in the middle of the second half, but ended up falling to Drury 74-72. That game is behind us now, and the Bearcats are ready to get a win today against a familiar opponent with Truman State. Northwest is now 4-3 on this season and are coached by fifth-year head coach Ben McCollum, and Truman is 3-0 this season and are coached by third-year coach Matt Woodley. Truman won their game yesterday afternoon. They defeated Cameron University 87-67. That was the first game of the afternoon yesterday, a part of this Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. So Northwest will once again have their hands full today, taking on Truman State. We'll have more of our pregame show coming your way right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mount City, and St. Joseph. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support also comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191. Also from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. You can find more information at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Also from Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back out here at Springfield, Missouri at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at the campus of Drury University for this third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Northwest Missouri State this afternoon is set to take on a team that they've played in the past in Truman State University. And the last time Northwest defeated Truman State was on February 15, 2012. So Northwest would like to get a win here this afternoon going up against an opponent that used to be a part of the MIAA conference. For Truman State, they played yesterday afternoon. They defeated Cameron University in the first game of this classic, 87-67. And in that game, Truman State, in the first half, only going into halftime, only up by 1 point. It was 37-36. Cameron was playing them really tight on defense and was making a lot of shots. But then when the second half came along, Truman State just walked away, scoring 50 points in the second half compared to 31 by Cameron, and ended up winning by 20 points against Cameron University. Truman State has a very good post player on their team that kind of plays as a guard at times, and his name is Mike Carlson, rather. And he is a senior this year, 6'9" forward. And yesterday afternoon, he scored 32 points against Cameron University and also hauled in 8 rebounds. He shot 13 of 22 from the floor and was also 5 of 10 from three-point range. So this is a guy that not only can get shots off down low in the blocks, but can also hit it from outside. He's a deadly three-point threat. He's shooting 50% on the season from the outside range. Also in yesterday's game for Truman State, Reed Mills had 13 points, and Seth Jackson also contributed 13 points. And then Andrew Vanderzwag had 12 points. So a lot of shooters and a lot of scorers on this Truman State team that can definitely get the ball in the basket. A lot of their games this year so far, they've won by 20 points or more. They're 3-0 now. And right now, their first game of the year, they played Lincoln Christian. They won 92-52. Their second game of the year, they played Central Christian College. They won 86-47, so 2 games in blowout fashion. And then yesterday's game was also by a 20-point margin. So Northwest Missouri State will have their hands full today. But now that we go to the other side for the Bearcats, now if we look at the scoring charts coming in now, 4-3 after yesterday's loss to Drury University. They lost 74-72. Drury was the defending Division II national champions, and Northwest was up by as much as 15 points in the second half, but Drury went on a 26-10 run and then took the lead in the final and won that game. Deshaun Cooper comes into this game averaging just over 10 points a game, and also is averaging just over 2 rebounds a game and leads the team in assists with 19. Bryston Williams averages just over 11 points a game and also 3 rebounds. Another big score on this team, Connor Crooker, averaging over 11 points a game. Grant Kozad is also averaging over 11 points a game. And the leading scorer on this Northwest Missouri State Bearcat basketball team is Dylan Starzl, the post this season, averaging 17.5 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, and he has definitely been a nice contribution to this offense this season. He was last year as well, and he's definitely gotten a lot of scoring done this year. He had 23 points in yesterday's game. So Northwest Missouri State getting set to take on Truman State University. When we come back, we'll speak with the head coach of Northwest Missouri State, Ben McCollum. We'll be back after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
Retired Northwest Missouri State Band Director Al Sergel received the Distinguished Faculty Emeritus Award. Sergel says the award means a lot to him.
I'm just a guy that thinks he does his job and does it his very best every day and doesn't look for a lot more beyond that. So this is just really a great joy for me, and my relationship and the time that I spent in Maryville was great, and especially the time there in the university as a professor was fantastic. So it's just really a great joy for me to be able to come and receive this award.
Sergel retired from Northwest in 2004 after 23 years as director of bands on the Maryville campus and 37 years teaching overall. He came out of retirement last year to return to Northwest to direct the Bearcat Marching Band. Sergel says he enjoyed having the opportunity to lead the band one more time.
It was a really easy transition. There's some great kids there, and certainly people in the athletic department, the music department, and the upper administration were very supportive of helping me in any way I could to survive the semester and make sure the kids did a good job, and they felt good about it so that this year there'd be a band there for someone to be able to take over. So it wasn't a tough decision for me. I think that statement, once you're a Bearcat, you're always a Bearcat, has a lot of meaning to it.
Sergel currently lives in Kansas City. Others honored include Dr. Al Cade, who received the Distinguished Alumni Award, Dr. Aaron Johnson, the Distinguished Faculty Award, Cindy Pickrell, the Honorary Alumni Award, Dr. Wayne Wolsey, the Turret Service Award, and Keaton Guess, the Young Alumni Award.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
Back into the pregame show as we're in day two and the final day of this Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, and Northwest is getting ready to take on Truman State. I'm joined in now by the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. And coach, I think it's safe to say the team has moved on from yesterday and have their minds focused on Truman here today.
Yeah, you know, I sure hope we have. That's the tough thing about these classics is you've got to make sure that you win or lose, you've got to erase that from your memory quick. And mentally tough teams can do that, and we're gonna test that today.
Now, what kind of preparation did you and your team take for Truman after the game yesterday? You know, with such short time.
You know, we just go right into the new scout. And we, you know, we kind of do our game prep stuff, and then in the morning we have shoot around and like that. But most important message was, hey, that game's over. I don't want to see anybody hanging their heads about it or feeling bad for themselves. We got a game to win tomorrow.
Now, yesterday we saw the team get into a little bit of foul trouble, especially in the second half. And is that something you're looking to clear up here today?
You know, I think that's just part of how they're going to call it. You know, especially the big guys getting foul trouble. You know, we've got enough depth to handle that, so we don't really worry about too much about that.
Truman won by 20 points yesterday, and their post Carlson had over 30 points himself. How are you going to match up with him and the rest of this team?
You know, Carlson plays more as a guard, so I think you got to defend him as a guard. You know, the objective is to make it tough on him. You know, I mean, you can't shut him down, but you can make it difficult for him to score and touch the basketball. And then obviously you can't forget about the other four guys who can also score.
Now, what can we expect to see out of Truman both offensively and defensively here today?
Defensively, they're going to pack it in. You know, they run what is known as the pack line, and they just pack in the paint and try to force you to shoot outside early average shots. Offensively, they're going to run their motion stuff a lot like Drury did, except for they have that stretch four, stretch five in Carlson that we're going to have to defend.
Now, for your team here today, what's going to be the game plan on both offense and defense?
Same as yesterday, go inside out, defensively get after him, pressure, and play RD.
All right, Coach, and one final question. You know, what's going to be the key today to get a win against Truman?
You know, I think just the usuals. You know, we got to take care of the basketball. You got to pass the ball inside. Defensively, we've got to be active and aggressive. You know, there's not really a specific plan other than play hard. And if we do that, I think we'll be okay.
All right, Coach, good luck today.
Thanks a lot.
That was the head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. We'll be right back with today's starting lineups right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Theater Northwest will continue to show Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker until Sunday afternoon, December 8th. The interesting thing about this show is they'll feature puppets instead of people. Associate Theater Professor Amanda Pettifish-Schrog says most of the puppets were made by Northwest students.
The process actually began back in May when a group of students, along with myself and a couple other faculty members, sat down to figure out. We knew very little at that point. We knew we wanted to do the Nutcracker. We knew we were doing it with puppets. And we knew that the show went up in November. And based on that, they came up with a variety of ideas about the best way to construct the narrative and how these different characters would show up on stage.
Pettifish-Schrog says the rehearsal process not only involves figuring out expression, but solving problems.
If we discover, in order to tell this part of the story, the character needs to do this, but the puppet can't physically do that, we have two choices. We can either change the puppet, or we can change how the puppet communicates in that moment. So I think it's a great process.
Pettifish-Schrog says she began working with puppets when she was 4 years old.
It's always a joy to kind of get to go back to familiar territory, but also to figure out new ways of doing things. And it's what I love about puppetry, is that there's never a solution that easily presents itself. Every puppet is different, and it's always a process of trial and error. But that also means that the work is unique, and it's captivating if done well. So it's a great challenge, and that's something I learned working with my family, and I'm thrilled to have the chance to kind of rediscover that with students here.
Benefit Schrog adds the show runs just under an hour. All performances will be held in the Studio Theater at the Ron Houston Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, call 660-562-1321.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
I like basketball.
Basketball.
Definitely basketball.
The Bearcat Pregame Show. Pregame Show. Sponsored by Hy-Vee.
That was the playing of our national anthem here as we're getting ready for the tip-off for the opening game here on day two of the Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Now for the starting lineups here this afternoon, and we'll start with the Truman State University Bulldogs. Reed Mills is a 5'11 junior guard out of Des Moines, Iowa. Mike Carlson is a 6'9 senior forward out of Superior, Wisconsin. He scored 32 points in yesterday's matchup against Cameron University. Corey Myers is a 6'3 sophomore guard out of Ankeny, Iowa. Merrick Bush is a 6'6 senior center out of Kansas City, Missouri. And Kyle Kanansky is a 5'11 freshman guard out of State College, Pennsylvania. Now for the Northwest Missouri State men's Bearcat basketball team, Deshaun Cooper is a 5'8 senior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Bryson Williams is a 6-foot senior guard out of St. Joseph out of Lafayette High School. Connor Crooker is a 6-foot-2 sophomore out of Overland Park. He went to Blue Valley. Kyle Schlake is a 6-foot-10 senior out of Firth, Nebraska. And Dylan Starzl is a 6-foot-8 senior center out of Kearney, Missouri. And he scored 23 points in yesterday's matchup. We're getting ready for tip-off here. We'll be right back after this. You're listening for the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com. And from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler, along with their wives Polly and Rebecca. Compass Dental Group provides braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com. Also from Walker Body Shop and Toying at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information is available at 816-806-7777. And from Nottoway County Economic Development, promoting the community, supporting the business development, and growing community opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, more at MaryvilleMo.org. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. More at 582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
We are here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, and the tip is underway, controlled by Northwest. Dylan Starzl taking the tip. Now Northwest the ball, and it will be thrown away by Starzl. Coming up with it is Corey Myers for Truman State. Now Reed Mills with the ball at the top of the key for Truman, coming from our left to our right, wearing their dark purple jerseys. Now at the top of the key is Reed Mills. Mills to the left wing for Kananski to Carlson. He goes down low. Shot blocked by Kyle Schlake for Northwest, and Connor Cooker comes up with it. Schlake with the ball at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Deshaun Cooper. Now to the left low block for Dylan Starzl. Now to the right wing for Connor Cooker. Cooker driving right baseline. Goes up with the runner. Shot off the glass and good. Northwest with the first points this afternoon, and it comes on a Connor Cooker runner. 2-0 our score. Northwest in front. At the top of the key is Corey Myers. Now gives it to Merrick Bush. He's inside at the left low block. Now pitches it outside at the left wing for Reed Mills. Northwest running a 2-3 defense. Now to the right corner for Corey Myers. Myers going inside, going right baseline. Shot up and good. 2-2 our score. With 18:36 left here in the first half, Northwest coming from our right to our left. Deshaun Cooper with the ball in between the circles. Now to Bryston Williams at the top of the key. Bounce pass inside to the right low block to Starzl. Starzl goes up with the right hook, shot off the glass, and good. Truman State with the ball now. Corey Myers at the left wing, being double teamed by both Schlake and Starzl, gets it away to Mells. Mells in between the circles. Bounce pass to the right wing for Mike Carlson. Carlson working inside. Now kicks it out to the left corner and out to the top of the key for Corey Myers. Myers looking to get rid of the ball now to the right wing for Mells. Mells pulls up with a three-point shot, and it is good. From the right wing, Reed Mells hits a three-pointer, and Truman with the lead 5-4. Deshaun Cooper with the ball now for Northwest in between the circles. Out to the top of the key for Connor Cooker. Cooker, bounce pass inside for Schlake. Schlake kicks it out to Bryston Williams at the left wing. Now to Cooper in between the circles. Back to Williams. Williams at the left wing, driving baseline, gives it to Schlake right at the free throw line. Schlake kick back out to Williams at the left wing. Lob pass inside for Starzl at the low block. Now back to Williams and over to the right wing for Cooper. Cooper driving inside, pulls up from 10 feet, fading away, and hits it. Cooper with his first 2 points this afternoon. Northwest up 6-5, 17-10 left in the first half. Mike Carlson, 32 points in yesterday's game at the ball, now gives it to Reed Mills at the right wing. Mills driving inside along the right baseline, goes up for the shot, and he'll be fouled. He'll be go to the free throw line shooting two. He was fouled by Kyle Schlake. Reed Mills going to the free throw line for Truman. Truman shooting 74% from the free throw line this season. His first free throw attempt is up, and it is good. Tyler Funk and Grant Kozad checking into the game for Northwest. Connor Cooker and Kyle Schlake will come out. Mel's getting set at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good as well. 5 points right off the bat here for Reed Mills. Truman up 7-6. Just under 17 minutes left in the first half. Cooper for Northwest with the ball at the right wing. Now gives it to Tyler Funk at the top of the key. Lob pass down low for Starzl. Kick out to the right wing for Cooper. Cooper driving right baseline. Now kicks it to the left corner for Bryston Williams. Williams dribbles up to the right wing. Lob pass down low for Kozad. Kozad goes up with the right hook, and the shot is good right in the left block. Northwest with the 1 point lead, 8-7. Reed Mills with the ball in between the circles for Truman State. And now a foul will be called away from the ball on Bryston Williams, being called with the push. Second team foul for Northwest. No team fouls for Truman so far. Northwest wearing their white uniforms.
Inbounds to the right corner for Konanski. Back to Reed Mills. He's at the in-between the circles, being double-teamed by Funk and Kozad. Lob pass down low goes to Merrick Bush, and he goes up and gets the easy shot attempt, and it's good. 9-8, Truman in front. At the left wing for Northwest is Deshaun Cooper. Now he goes to the left corner for Bryson Williams. Now lob pass across the court to Tyler Funk at the right wing. Now to the left corner for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper with the ball now. Comes off the screen. Being double-teamed. Bounce pass to Kozad at the left wing. Kozad skip pass to the right wing to Funk. Funk driving right baseline. Goes up with a shot. He will make the shot and gets the foul. The and one coming your way. Tyler Funk. Subs now for Truman State. Coming in is Cole Myers as well as Seth Jackson and Andrew Vanderswag. So Tyler Funk will go to the free throw line, shooting one out of this and one attempt. Northwest with a 1-point lead, 10-9, with just under 16 minutes left here in the first half. Funk's free throw attempt is on its way, and it's good. 3 points for Tyler Funk. Truman with the ball now at the left wing is Seth Jackson. 13 points in yesterday's contest coming off the bench. Back to Mills in between the circles. Lob pass down low goes to Andrew Vanderswag, and he kicks it out to the left wing for Seth Jackson. Pulls up from three at the left wing. Shot no good. Rebounded by Tyler Funk for Northwest. Kozab with the ball in between the circles. Now to Cooper at the left wing. Lob pass down low for Dylan Starzl in the left low block. Going up with the left hook. Shot will be good with Mike Carlson all over him, and he makes it high off the glass. 13-9, Northwest in front. Sherman with the ball now. Reed Mills in between the circles. Pulls up from the free throw line. Fadeaway jumper. Shot no good. Rebounded by Starzl for Northwest. And he outlets it to Deshaun Cooper, who's going up the right sideline. Now to the left wing for Williams. Williams throws it. Ball tipped away. Recovered by Northwest. And it'll go back to Deshaun Cooper at the right wing. He bounce passes it across court to Tyler Funk at the left side. Funk being double-teamed now. Bounce pass to Williams at the left wing. Skip pass at the top of the key for Cooper. Cooper driving in the lane. Goes up. Dishes it off to Kozad. Kozad goes up with a shot, and it's good. 15-9, Northwest with the lead. 14:36 left here in the first half. Now a foul will be called away from the ball. That foul will be on Grant Kozad. And we have a timeout on the floor. We're going to take a quick break. 30-second timeout coming your way. Northwest Missouri State in front 15-9 with 14:33 left in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, you are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at Drury University for this third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. And here for the first game of the second afternoon, Northwest Missouri State in front 15-9 over Truman State University with 14:33 left in the first half. So far, the scoring for Northwest, Dylan Starzl with 4 points down in the low post. Grant Kozad also with 4 points. Tyler Funk had the and one attempt earlier, and he got the free throw as well, so 3 points for Tyler Funk. Crooker with two, and Deshaun Cooper also with 2 points. Truman State will have the ball coming out of the timeout. They'll have it underneath their own baseline. On the floor for Northwest is Jordan Ashton now, Matt Wallace, Zach Schneider, the freshman, Grant Kozad, and Tyler Funk. Reed Mills underneath the basket, set to inbound. He gets it in to Cole Myers. Cole Myers goes up with the right layup. Shot no good, but he is fouled and will go to the line shooting two. So Cole Myers at the free throw line shooting two, not to get mixed up with his brother, Corey Myers, who are both 6'3 sophomores out of Ankeny, Iowa. His first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Fifteen to ten, our score. Northwest in front. Second free throw attempt by Cole Myers is on its way, and it is good. 15-11, four-point lead now for Northwest. Matt Wallace bringing the ball up the backcourt across the timeline now along the left side. Wallace now dribbles over to the right. Now gives it to Zach Schneider at the left wing. Schneider back to Wallace. Lob pass down low for Kozad at the right block. Kozad working on his defender, Mike Carlson. Kicks it out to the left wing for Tyler Funk. Now to the left corner for Zach Schneider. Schneider with the ball. Gives it to the top of the key to Jordan Ashton. To the right wing now for Wallace. Wallace comes off the screen, dribbling to the left side. Back to the right wing for Tyler Funk. Funk driving inside. Goes up with the right runner. Shot up. Off the rim. No good. Rebounded by Seth Jackson for Truman. Now Mike Carlson with the ball at the left wing, the deadly shooter. Lob pass down, though, wide open. Seth Jackson goes up with the shot. Shot no good. Rebounded by Grant Kozad for Northwest. Now Matt Wallace coming up the right side across the timeline to the right wing for Zach Schneider. Schneider pulls up from three, and it is good. The freshman Zach Schneider on the board, a three-point shot. Northwest in front, 18-11. Truman with the ball now is Seth Jackson. Now to the right wing for Reed Mills. Mel's being guarded by Matt Wallace. Northwest back into a man-to-man defense. They started in a 2-3 zone. Now Cole Myers with the ball being double-teamed, and he will nearly travel, but they won't call it. Skip pass across the court to the right wing for Reed Mills. Pulls up from three. Shot no good off the front of the rim. Rebounded by Jordan Ashton for Northwest. Ashton bringing the ball up the left side of the court to the top of the key for Schneider. Schneider pass to the right wing for Funk. Back to Wallace. Now to the left wing for Ashton. Ashton being double-teamed. Kicks it to the left corner for Schneider. Pulls up from the outside, and he hits another three-pointer. Zach Schneider, 2-for-2 from the outside to start the game. Northwest up by 10, now 21-11 with 12:45 left in the first half. Truman with the ball now. Cole Myers at the left wing being guarded by Schneider. Now to the left corner. Now back out to the right wing for Andrew Vanderswag. He goes inside. Right runner on its way. No good. Rebounded by Schneider for Northwest. And he'll give it to Matt Wallace, who will bring it up the backcourt. Crossing the timeline now is Wallace in between the circles. Wallace dribbles to the left side. Gets a screen from Schneider. Pass behind his back to the left corner for Schneider. Now he'll skip it across the court to the right side for Tyler Funk, and he'll reset the offense. Now to the right wing for Jordan Ashton. Ashton lob pass to the low block to Grant Kozad. Kozad going up with the lefty hook. The shot is on its way. No good, but they'll call a travel on Grant Kozad. Now a couple substitutions. Isaac Gardner coming in for Truman as well as Merrick Bush. And Dylan Stargell and Deshaun Cooper will check in for Northwest. On the floor for the Bearcats is Deshaun Cooper, Matt Wallace, Jordan Ashton, Zach Schneider, and Dylan Stargell. For Truman University, Seth Jackson, Cole Myers, Andrew Vanderswag, Merrick Bush, and Isaac Gardner. At the top of the key is Seth Jackson. 6'3", junior out of St. Louis, Missouri. Now to, he'll go inside, pulls up from the right block with a runner on Schneider, and the shot is good for Jackson. 21-13 our score. Bearcats have the lead with 11:43 left in the first half. Cooper running the point guard for Northwest across the timeline in between the circles. Takes a screen, now goes, drives along the right baseline, goes up with the shot, and he'll be fouled going up for the righty runner. And he was fouled by Merrick Bush on the play, and he'll go to the free throw line shooting two. Northwest as a team this year shooting 75% from the free throw line as Cooper's first attempt is on its way, and it is good. Connor Crooker will check into the game for Northwest. Jordan Ashton will come out. And for Truman State, another substitution, Mike Carlson will come in for Andrew Vanderswag. Carlson, 32 points in yesterday's matchup against Cameron. He was 5-for-10 from three-point range, and he's a 6'9 forward. Cooper's second free throw attempt on its way. No good. Rattles out. Rebounded by Truman. Cole Myers with the ball, bringing up the backcourt along the right side from our left to our right. He's at the top of the key, being guarded by Schneider. Now dribbles to the left side. Now gives it to the left corner for Seth Jackson. Jackson dribbles up to the top of the key in between the circles, being double-teamed by Cooper and Starzl. Bounce pass down low for Carlson, and it will go off his feet, but recovered by Merrick Bush down low. He'll kick it out to the top of the key for Carlson. Carlson driving right baseline, being double-teamed, shot up off the glass, and good. Carlson with his first points this afternoon, 22-15. Bearcats in front, 11 minutes left in the first half. Deshaun Cooper at the top of the key now for Northwest, dribbling around a double team, lobs it to the left wing for Schneider. Schneider back to Cooper, now to the right wing for Wallace, to the right corner for Crooker. Crooker coming off the screen now. We'll give it to Cooper on the left side. Now Matt Wallace in the left corner. Gives it to Dylan Starzl in the left block, working on Carlson. Gives it back out to Wallace. Wallace to Cooper at the top of the key. Cooper pulls up from the outside. Shot is good, but they'll say his foot was on the line. It's a two-pointer, 24-15. Northwest with the lead. Sherman now with the ball. Isaac Gardner on the right wing being guarded by Connor Crooker. And now a travel will be called on Isaac Gardner. Turnover for Truman. Northwest will have the ball now. 10:20 left in the first half. Northwest has the lead, 24-15. DeJean Cooper bringing the ball up the backcourt for the Bearcats. He's in between the circles now. He dribbles along the right side, now driving right baseline. He'll go up for the shot, and it is good from DeJean Cooper. A great dribble drive there from DeJean Cooper. Northwest up by 11 now. Mike Carlson with the ball at the right wing. He'll dribble inside, being guarded by Matt Wallace. Now to the left corner for Seth Jackson. Jackson driving baseline, goes up for the shot, blocked by Starzl, but rebounded by Bush for Truman. Bush goes up with a shot, and he will be fouled, and he will go to the free throw line shooting two. That foul will go on Dylan Starzl, and we have a timeout on the floor, and we're going to take a break with him as well. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Northwest has the lead by 11, 26-15. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Back out here for the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, Northwest Missouri State. With the lead coming out of the timeout, up by 11, 26-15, 9:47 left in the first half. And going to the free throw line is Truman. It'll be Merrick Bush. He'll be shooting two, as he was fouled by Dylan Starzl. Five team fouls for Northwest. Bush getting set. First free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. 10-point lead now for the Bearcats. Bush getting set at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good as well. 2 points for Merrick Bush, 26-17, Northwest in front. DeJean Cooper bringing the ball up the court across the timeline along the left side. Gives it to the left corner for Crooker. Crooker driving in, back to Cooper at the, in between the circles, to the right wing now for Wallace. Wallace being double-teamed, bounce pass to Starzl at the right block. Now he lobs it in for Kozad, and Kozad will be fouled by Seth Jackson. A holding foul on Seth Jackson. That'll be his first. Three team fouls now for Truman. Northwest inbounding the ball underneath their own basket along the baseline. Bounce pass inside for Wallace. Wallace kicks it out to the top of the key for Crooker. Crooker to the left wing for Cooper. Lob pass down low for Kozad. Kozad goes up with the right hook. Shot is good. Great shot by Grant Kozad as he was guarded by the 6'9 forward Mike Carlson. Seth Jackson with the ball now for Truman at the left wing to Reed Mills at the top of the key. Mills drives inside, kicks it out to Jackson. Jackson driving in, loses handle of the ball. It's turned over. Cooper going the other way. He's wide open. Goes up for the shot. Oh, and he misses the layup. Rebounded by Mike Carlson for Truman. Truman going the other way now. Reed Mills at the top of the key. In between the circles to the left wing for Jackson. Jackson now to Bush in between the circles. Back to... And it, Jackson throws up a shot from the left wing, and it was no good, rebounded by Dylan Starzl. So DeJean Cooper will get the outlet, and now he's coming up the left side. He throws across court to the right for Connor Crooker. Crooker coming off the screen from Kozad, back to Kozad. Now to Wallace at the top of the key. Wallace dribbling right, back to Cooper at the left wing. Pulls up from three, shot is up, no good off the back rim, rebounded by Connor Crooker for Northwest. Cooper with the back with the ball at the left wing. Drives along the left baseline. Now pulls back out and gives it to Crooker at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Wallace. Wallace, lob pass down low on the right block for Starzl. Starzl working on Bush. Goes up with the right hook. Shot is good off the glass for Dylan Starzl. Northwest with a 30-17 lead now. 8 minutes left in the first half. Reed Mills with the ball in between the circles, being guarded by Deshaun Cooper. Now to Merrick Bush along the left wing. Bush driving inside, loses the handle, stolen by Matt Wallace. He's going the other way. One on two now. Wallace goes up with a shot, and he's fouled going up for the layup. And he'll go to the free throw line shooting two. Foul goes on Reed Mills, as it was a one on two. Wallace going to the free throw line. Northwest, once again, a 75% shooting from the free throw line this season as a team. Wallace's first free throw attempt of the afternoon is on its way, and it is good. Subs now for the Bearcats. Kyle Schlake, Zach Schneider, and Bryson Williams come in. Crooker, Kozad, and Stars will come out. And Andrew Vanderswag will come in for Truman, and Merrick Bush will take a seat. On the floor for Northwest, Crooker, Bryson Williams, Matt Wallace, Zach Schneider, and Kyle Schlake. Second free throw attempt from Wallace is up, and it is good. Rattles around the rim and falls. And now Tyler Funk will check in for the shooter, Matt Wallace. Northwest with the lead, 32-17. Reed Mills will bring the ball up the backcourt for Truman, as he'll now dribble in between the circles, being guarded by Tyler Funk. Mills still with the ball. Now to the right wing for Vanderswag. Vanderswag. Now being guarded by Zach Schneider. He'll dribble to the top of the key in between the circles to the left wing. And now for Corey Myers. Myers back to Vanderswag at the top of the key. Vanderswag pulls up from the outside. Shot no good. Rebounded by Connor Crooker for Northwest. And Crooker will bring the ball up the backcourt. Now to the left wing for Tyler Funk. Funk driving left baseline. Goes up with the runner. Shot is good. High off the glass for Tyler Funk. 5 points for Tyler Funk. Northwest with the lead. 34-17. And now a timeout will be called by Truman on the floor. So Northwest going into this timeout with a 34-17 lead. We'll be back in 30 seconds after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Coming out of the timeout, Northwest Missouri State with the lead 34-17 with 7:06 left in the first half. Now Truman will have the ball going from our left to our right. Reed Mills has the ball at the top of the key in between the circles. He'll pass to the left wing for Kanansky. Kanansky back in the game now. He'll go to the right wing for Corey Myers. Myers to the right wing for Reed Mills. Reed Mills pulls up from 10 feet. Shot is good from the right corner from Reed Mills. A 10-footer. Northwest with the lead, 34-19. Now a whistle blown on the floor. Officials will stop the clock here. 6:46 left here in the first half. Northwest has a 34-19 lead. It will be Northwest ball. They're going to re-inbound it. They're going to readjust the shot clock here. I think we have a problem with the shot clock. So far, the scoring for Northwest. Tyler Funk giving quite a contribution off the bench. 5 points already. Had the and one, then the lay-in just a moment ago. Zach Schneider with 6 points. He had 2 3-pointers. So now Connor Crooker will bring the ball up the court. He's at the left wing. Gives it to Bryson Williams at the top of the key. Williams driving in. Kicks it out to the right wing for Schneider. And Williams will be called for a travel. So a turnover by the Bearcats. Gives it to Truman. And Reed Mills brings the ball to the backcourt. Across the timeline now in between the circles. Gives it to the left wing for Vanderswag. Vanderswag being guarded by Schneider. Now back to Reed Mills at the right wing. Mills dribbles to the center of the floor. Now to the left wing for Vanderswag. Vanderswag gives it at the top of the key for Mike Carlson, being guarded tightly by Bryson Williams. Carlson drives inside along the right block, shot up, no good on the fadeaway. Rebounded by Tyler Funk for Northwest. Funk coming up the left side of the floor. He'll dribble to the top of the key, being double-teamed now. Throws it to the right side for Crooker. Crooker gives it to Zach Schneider on the right wing, pulls up from three, shot on its way, rattles around the rim, and no good. Rebounded by Corey Myers for Truman. Schneider now 2-for-3 from outside. Myers will take it coast to coast the other way. Misses the layup attempt along the left side. Rebounded by Crooker. Now Crooker going coast to coast. Now he'll give it back out to Tyler Funk at the top of the key. And Northwest will reset their offense. Crooker at the right wing. Now gives it to Schneider. Now to the left wing for Tyler Funk. Funk driving along the left side. Goes up with the runner. Shot attempt up. And he is fouled on his way up to the hoop. And he will go to the free throw line shooting too. Funk with 5 points here this afternoon off the bench. And Zach Schneider with 6 points. He's 2-for-3 from the outside. Funk getting set at the free throw line. He's shooting two. Northwest with the lead, 34-19. First free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Subs coming your way for Northwest. Dylan Starzl will check in for Kyle Schlake. And Jordan Ashton will check in for Bryson Williams. On the floor for Northwest is Ashton and Starzl, as well as Tyler Funk, Zach Schneider, and Connor Crooker. Tyler Funk's second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. 7 points now for Tyler Funk. 5:30 left in the first half. Northwest with the lead, 36-19. Reed Mills bringing the ball up the floor for Truman. Now to the right wing for Konanski. Konanski gives it to Corey Myers at the top of the key. He pulls up from three-point range, and the shot is good from Corey Myers. 5 points for Myers now. Northwest with the ball. And now the ball will be thrown away and stolen by Reed Mills for Truman. He'll go the other way for a lay-in, and the shot is good. 7 points for Reed Mills now off, and he gets them points off the turnover. 36-24, Northwest with the lead. Tyler Funk now to the right side of the floor for Connor Crooker. Crooker gives it to Jordan Ashton at the right wing, being double-teamed. Gives it to Schneider down low, and now to the left block for Starzl. Starzl goes up with the shot attempt, being guarded by Carlson, and the shot is good from Dylan Starzl. 8 points now for Dylan Starzl. 38-24, Northwest has the lead. Konanski with the ball down low, kicks it out to the top of the key for Vanderzwag. Vanderzwag gives it back to Konanski at the left wing. Konanski driving inside, goes up for the shot attempt, and he will be fouled on the play, and he will go to the free throw line shooting two shots. Patrick Burmester will check in for Truman. And we have a timeout on the floor. 30-second timeout coming your way. We'll be back after this. Northwest ahead, 38-24. Back in 30 seconds, you are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateFordLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Coming out of the timeout, Northwest Missouri State with the lead 38-24 with 4:29 remaining in the first half. And for the scoring so far for the Bearcats, Dylan Starzl leading the way with 8 points and also has two rebounds. Deshaun Cooper and Tyler Funk both have 7 points. And both Zach Schneider, Grant Kozad have 6 points apiece. 2 points from Matt Wallace and 2 points from Connor Crooker. And on the other side, you know, yesterday afternoon, Mike Carlson, 32 points against Cameron University. Northwest keeping him in check so far this afternoon. Only 2 points. He's shot 1 of 2 from the field, only 2 shot attempts. So Northwest able to keep the shooting away from Mike Carlson so far. And Northwest has the lead 38-24. And going to the free throw line now is Truman. That will be Kyle Konanski. Konanski's first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. 38-25, our score. Northwest with the lead. Konanski getting set now at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt is up, and it is good. 2 points now for Konanski. Northwest with the ball now up by 12. Deshaun Cooper in between the circles now for Northwest. He'll give it to Matt Wallace at the free throw line. Lob pass down low for Starzl at the right block. Being double-teamed, and the shot will be blocked by Vanderzwag. Konanski comes up with the ball the other way for Truman. Now to back to Vanderzwag. He'll reset the play. Vanderzwag working on a Grant Kozad. Hands it to Konanski at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Myers. Now to the right corner for Reed Mills. Mills with the ball now being guarded by Matt Wallace. Back to the top of the key for Corey Myers, driving along the left side. Kick out to the left wing for Vanderzwag. Shot on its way, and it is good from 3-point range. A three-pointer from Andrew Vanderswag makes the lead 9, now 38-29, Northwest in front. 3:44 left in the first half. Cooper at the other end now pulls up from the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebounded by Burmester for Truman. Reed Mills at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Vanderswag. Lob pass down low for Kanaski. Kicks it out to the right wing for Mells. Mells driving inside. Pulls up from 5 feet. Shot up. No good. Bounces out. Rebounded by Cooper for Northwest. Cooper bringing the ball up the backcourt along the left sideline. Now he gets it. Lob pass down low for Starzl. Starzl goes up for the shot attempt. Shot on its way, and it will be blocked by Burmeister. Truman comes up with the ball going the other way. Top of the key is Reed Mells. Gives it to Kanaski at the right wing. Kanaski back to Mells in between the circles. Skip pass to the right corner for Myers. Myers going along the right baseline. Pulls up with the jumper. Shot no good off the glass. Rebounded by Myers, and he kicks it out to Vanderswag at the right wing. Vanderswag pulls up from three with Kozak in his face, and he makes the shot. 38-32 now, Northwest with the lead with 2:42 remaining in the first half. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Northwest with the lead, 38-32, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Coming out of the timeout, Northwest with the lead 38-32. And Northwest has the ball. Cooper bringing it up the backcourt across the timeline. Now skip pass to the right side for Bryson Williams. Williams to Matt Wallace at the top of the key to the left wing for Cooper. Cooper driving left baseline now. Kicks it out to the top of the key for Williams. Williams back to Cooper at the right wing. Cooper gets a screen, drives inside, kick out right corner for Wallace. Wallace pulls up from about the free throw line. Shot no good. Rebounded by Truman. And now a foul will be called on Grant Kozad as he was reaching for the ball. So Truman now in the 1-1. That was the second personal foul on Grant Kozad and the seventh team foul for Northwest. Going to the free throw line for Truman now is Andrew Vanderswag. He's hit 2 3-pointers in a row to cut this lead to 6. On the 1-1, Vanderswag getting set. Shot is up, and it is no good. Rebounded by Starzl for the Bearcats. Cooper bringing the ball up the backcourt now. Cooper in between the circles, being double-teamed out to the left wing for Bryston Williams. Williams back to Cooper to the right side. Now back to Williams at the left wing. Now he'll go to the right side for Matt Wallace, redirecting the offense now. Wallace dribbles right. Kozad at the top of the key. Back to Wallace at the right wing. Lob pass down low for Starzl. And Starzl goes for Kozad, but the pass is stolen by Reed Mells. He stole the pass from Starzl, so Truman with the ball now at the left wing is Kanaski. Kanaski being double-teamed by Cooper and Wallace gets the ball away to Burmeister at the right wing. Burmeister bounce pass back to Kanaski at the top of the key. Now to the right wing for Reed Mells. Reed Mells, pass down low for Vanderswag. Goes up for the shot attempt. Shot is on its way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Bryson Williams for Northwest. Cooper with the ball now, bringing the ball off the left side of the floor across the timeline. Now he dribbles in between the circles. 1:10 left in the first half. Northwest with the lead 38-32. Now Bryson Williams with the ball down low at the left block. Kicks it out to Deshaun Cooper at the top of the key. 1 minute left in the first half. Cooper dribbles along the left side. Now to the right wing for Williams. Williams driving into the paint. Goes up for the shot. Shot no good. And the ball rolls out of bounds. And it goes off of Truman. And it will stay with Northwest. Substitutions now for the Bearcats. Connor Crooker and Zach Schneider coming into the game. Matt Wallace and Grant Kozad will come out. Seconds left in the first half. Northwest inbounding on their own baseline. Crooker, the pass going into Crooker, and that will be a shot clock violation. So the ball goes to Truman State. So Truman will have the ball now. inbounding underneath their own basket. Reed Mills will bring the ball up the floor, lets it roll so he can not let some time shave off the clock. 49 seconds left. Northwestern lead 38-32. Now to the left wing for Corey Myers, being guarded by Schneider. Myers with the ball. Now to the top of the key for Vanderswag. Vanderswag to the right wing for Reed Mills. Mills being guarded by Bryson Williams. Skip pass to the left wing for Corey Myers. Corey Myers with the ball now, dribbling in between his legs. Now pulls it back. 27 seconds left. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Myers still with the ball, dribbling up, driving inside. Now pulls up from the free throw line. Shot on its way, and it is good off the backboard. 15 seconds left in the first half. Deshaun Cooper with the ball now, 38-34, Northwest in front. 9 seconds on the clock now. Cooper driving inside, goes up for the shot attempt, and he will be fouled going up, and the shot is no good, but he will go to the free throw line shooting two. 5 seconds left in the first half. That's a 16 foul for Truman State, and the first on Burmeister. Cooper's first free throw attempt is on its way. It rattles around the rim and falls out. No good. Substitutions now for Northwest. Tyler Funk and Matt Wallace come in, and Crooker and Zach Schneider sit down. 5.8 seconds left in the first half. Cooper's second free throw attempt on its way. No good off the front rim. 4 seconds now. Outlet to Burmeister. He's at the half court line. 1 second. Throws up a shot from way out. And the shot hits the rim and falls out. No good. So going into halftime, both teams going into the locker room. Northwest Missouri State had a double-digit lead, but that's been cut to 4. So going into halftime, Northwest still with the lead, 38-34. We will be back in at 90 seconds right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Highline Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HighlineHomeFurnishings.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at NorthwestBearcats.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Welcome back to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett, and it is halftime here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at the campus of Drury University for the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Going into halftime, Northwest has the lead 38-34, and, you know, Truman State cut the lead to 4, and Northwest had a lead by as much as double digits, you know, midway through the first half, so Truman came through late in the first half and able to cut the lead to 4. Northwest in front 38-34. Coming into this game, there was big worry about how Northwest would guard Mike Carlson for Truman State, the big 6'9" forward for Truman, as not only can he hit shots down low, but he can hit from the outside as well. Yesterday afternoon against Cameron University, Mike Carlson had 32 points, and it was 5 of 10 from three-point range. And on the season, and he's actually shooting 50% from the outside. So far, Northwest keeping him in check. He has only shot 2 shot attempts so far. He's hit one of them, so 2 points for Mike Carlson. And if going into the locker room, if you're Ben McCollum, you've got to be proud of your defense on that fact. But Northwest had a double-digit lead, and that has been cut to 4. Northwest in front, 38-34. We'll have more coming your way for this halftime report right after this 30-second timeout. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni Arjo Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, and now for our halftime report. Northwest Missouri State in front at halftime, 38-34. And for Truman State, we'll go down the stat line for them. A lot of players getting action here this afternoon for Truman State. And we'll start right up top. Reed Mills is the starting point guard this afternoon, and so far he has the most points for Truman State. He has 9, and he's played 18 of the 20 minutes. He also picked up 1 assist. Mike Carlson, the man we talked about just a bit ago, the big 6'9" forward, the senior, and yesterday afternoon, 32-point performance, and that was the leading point statistic of this tournament so far, but now only 2 points in this game so far, so we'll see how Truman is able to shift in the second half and able to get him some more looks. But right now, Northwest has been tightening up their defense and all over Mike Carlson. We've seen Tyler Funk and Bryston Williams both guarding him, so they are definitely getting in his face and not allowing him to get the basketball. Corey Myers has 7 points so far for Truman State, 3 of 5 from the field, 1 of 1 from outside, and he also has 2 rebounds, 1 assist, a block, and 2 steals. Merrick Bush, 4 points so far for Truman State, 1 of 1 from the floor, and 2 of 2 from the free throw line. Kyle Kanaski has 2 points and 1 rebound. He is 2 for 2 from the free throw line as well. Seth Jackson, 2 points. He had 13 points yesterday coming off of the bench, but just 1 of 5 shooting so far, and he's missed his only 3-point attempt from the outside here this afternoon, and he also has 1 rebound. Cole Myers has 2 points, the brother of Corey Myers. He's 2 for 2 from the free throw line. That's where his 2 points came from. And Andrew Vander Zwag with 6 points, 2 of 5 from the field. And he hit those 2 deadly, costly 3-pointers there towards the end of the first half to cut the lead to 4. And so he is 2 for 2 from the outside and 0 for 1 from the free throw line. Now for Northwest Missouri State, 38 points in the first half, and we'll start at the top of the list. Deshaun Cooper, 7 points for Northwest, and also has 1 rebound. He was 3 of 6 from the floor, 0 for 1 from 3-point range, and just 1 for 4 from the free throw line. Very uncommon out of Deshaun Cooper, but he also picked up 2 assists. Bryston Williams so far, no points, but 1 rebound. Connor Crooker with 2 points, 3 rebounds. He's 1 for 1 shooting from the floor, but he has 1 steal as well on defense. No points out of Kyle Schlake and no rebounds. Dylan Starzl, who led the scoring yesterday, has the most points for Northwest here at halftime. He has 8. He scored 23 yesterday afternoon. Starzl also has 3 rebounds. He is 4 of 6 shooting from the floor and also has 1 block and 1 steal. Tyler Funk coming off of the bench provided quite a spark at the beginning of the game. He's 2 of 3 from the floor and 3 of 3 from the free throw line. He has 7 points off the bench and 2 rebounds. Matt Wallace with 2 points, both of them coming from the free throw line, and also had 1 shot attempt from the field. He's 0 for 1 and also had 1 steal and 1 assist. Zach Schneider hit 2 very good 3-pointers that were much needed for Northwest to help build a double-digit lead early on in the first half. He has 6 points, 2 for 3 from 3-point range. And that is where he stands with his 6 points. And rounding out the scoring for Northwest Missouri State is Grant Kozad. He ends the first half with 6 points, 1 rebound. He was 3 for 3 shooting from the floor. So shooting 100% from the floor for Grant Kozad, as we saw him getting his looks down in the low blocks and pulling up some left and right hook shots off the glass. He was guarded by Mike Carlson for most of those shots, and he was able to convert all 3 of them. So 6 points for Grant Kozad. And we stand 38-34 here at halftime at the O'Reilly Family Event Center. This is the second game for Northwest in their final game. They played yesterday afternoon against the defending Division II national champions, Drury University Panthers. Northwest was up by as much as 15 in that game yesterday, but lost 74-72 in heartbreaking fashion at the end of the game. So Northwest looking to get a win here today, and they're off on the right foot, up by 4 at halftime on a former rival and former MIAA opponent, the Truman State Bulldogs, 38-34. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 60 seconds right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat Sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, 582-2699.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Welcome back to the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic here at halftime. Northwest Missouri State with the lead at halftime, up by 4 over Truman State, 38-34. And we've seen some ups and downs out of this Northwest squad here throughout the first half. They were up by as much as double digits in the first half early on against Truman State. And now the lead has been cut to 4 after two costly three-pointers made by Andrew Vanderswag on back-to-back possessions, and he's brought them within 4. So 38-34 is where we stand so far. And, you know, throughout this tournament here, throughout the weekend coming into today, we'll go through the leaderboards in points. Mike Carlson was the leader in points for the tournament so far with 32 points, but only 2 points here this afternoon. Also familiar faces within this game, Dylan Starzl third on the list with his 23-point performance yesterday afternoon. Also for Northwest Missouri State, Grant Kozad, 14 points yesterday, and Deshaun Cooper with 13. And Seth Jackson for Truman State had 13, as well as Reed Mills for Truman State with 13. So there, all those players here in today's game along the leaderboard for most points throughout this tournament here this weekend for the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Truman State is a team to here in the first half, 11 of 25 from the floor, and they shot 44%. From the outside, they were 4 of 7, which was 57.1%. So very good shooting from the outside so far here this afternoon from Truman State. And yesterday afternoon, Mike Carlson was 5 of 10 himself from the outside, and he shot 50%, but no three-point attempts so far from Mike Carlson, just two shots altogether. Also from the free throw line for Truman State, very good, 8 of 9, 88%. So good free throw shooting from Truman so far. Now for Northwest Missouri State as a team from the field, shooting 15 of 23, so two less shot attempts than Truman State. They've made 15, they're 65% from the floor. Very good shooting performance from the Bearcats so far. Also from the outside, Northwest Missouri State shooting 50%. They're 2 of 4 from three-point range. And from the free throw line, only shooting 66%. They're 6 of 9 from the free throw line. Coming into this game, as a team, they were shooting 75% from the free throw line, which was atop of the MIAA conference coming into this game. So we are here at halftime. Northwest Missouri State with the lead, 38-34. We're going to take a break. We'll be back after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
It never stops. There's always action.
The Bearcat Halftime Report, supported by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at the campus of Drury University in Springfield, Missouri. Here at halftime, Northwest Missouri State with the 4-point lead, 38-34. This is the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. And here for Northwest, for their time being a part of it, they now have a record of 3-2 after losing yesterday afternoon to Drury University. and they lost 74-72 in that game. So they're looking to pick up a win here this afternoon to keep their record above 500 in this Thanksgiving Classic and to go to 4-2. So Northwest up 38-34. We're getting close to second half tip-off. We'll be back after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Come on now!
Let's go! Come on now, let's go!
The Bearcat Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Northwest Missouri State University's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Both teams are finishing up their halftime warm-ups. They were shooting around after just getting back onto the floor with about 3 minutes to go, so they spent a lot of time in the locker room. You can about bet both coaches on the drawing board, drawing things up, seeing how they're going to adjust here in the second half. Northwest has the lead, 38-34. Going into the second half of play, and both teams starting to come onto the floor, and we're getting ready for the second half. So Northwest Missouri State University with the lead, and we're about ready for the second half of play. Northwest will have, Truman State rather, will have the ball. They'll be going from our right to our left. They're still in their timeout huddle. Northwest is on the floor. On the floor for Northwest is Deshaun Cooper, Bryston Williams, Connor Crooker, Kyle Schlake, and Dylan Starzl. So the starting lineup for Northwest, the start of the game, is on the floor. Coming out for Truman now, Reed Mills, Corey Myers, as well as Merrick Bush, Kyle Kanaski, and Mike Carlson. So Truman State will have the ball to start the second half, inbounding along the far sideline. And it is inbounded to Reed Mills, and we're ready for the second half. Mills coming from our right to our left, in between the circles now, dribbles to the left side, gives it to the left wing for Kanaski. Kanaski back to Mills at the top of the key. Mills to Kanaski at the right corner. Bounce pass down low for Carlson. Carlson goes up for the shot, and it is up and blocked by Dylan Starzl. The ball will go out of bounds and remain with Truman State. Inbounding along their own baseline. Bounce pass inside for Myers. Myers being guarded by Dylan Starzl, and the ball will be stolen by Bryston Williams. He's going the other way. Goes up along the right baseline. Layup is good by Bryston Williams. First 2 points for Bryston Williams this afternoon. Now Truman with the ball. It is Corey Myers with the ball at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Bush. Bush being guarded by Schlake. Back to Myers in between the circles to the right wing for Reed Mills. Mills bounce pass inside for Bush. Bush goes inside. Shot on its way. It's good, but they'll wave it off. He is called for a travel going up for the shot, so no points there. 40-34, Northwest with the lead. Just getting underway here in the second half. Deshaun Cooper with the ball now in between the circles for Northwest. Coming from our left to our right to Kyle Schlake to the left wing. Back to Connor Crooker in between the circles. Bounce pass down low going for Starzl, and a whistle blown. As the bounce pass was going for Starzl, the foul will be called on Merrick Bush down low as he pushed Dylan Starzl. So Northwest will have the ball underneath their own hoop along the right baseline. Cooper set to inbound, throws it in the backcourt to Bryston Williams. Now he'll give it to the right corner for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper driving right baseline, goes over the shot, but kicks it out to the left corner for Crooker. Crooker, three-point shot attempt on its way. Shot no good. Rebounded by Merrick Bush for Truman State. Now Reed Mills with the ball for Truman at the top of the key, in between the circles. He'll give it bounce pass inside for Bush. Bush kicks it out to the right corner for Kanaski, and Kanaski hits the three-point shot from the right corner. 40-37 our score. Bearcats in front by three. 18:30 left in the game. Cooper with the ball now hands it off to Williams at the left wing. Now across court to the right side for Crooker. Crooker gives it to Starzl at about 10 feet out. Back to Deshaun Cooper at the left wing. Now to Williams at the left corner. Williams dribbling, and he will be fouled by Merrick Bush. Blocking foul against Bush, and now he will be taken out of the game. Patrick Burmeister will check in for Bush, as that was the third personal foul on Bush, and the second team foul for Truman here to start the second half. So Northwest will inbound along the far sideline. Crooker inbounds it to Cooper. He's now along the left wing. Cooper dribbles up in between the circles, now passes it to the right wing for Williams. Williams now to the left wing for Crooker. Crooker driving in, pulls up, fadeaway jumper from 10 feet. No good, rebounded by Schlick. Put up, put back, no good, rebounded by Burmeister for Truman. Now to the right corner, getting it out quick. Now to the right wing for Konaski, pulls up from three. And it is good from downtown from Kyle Konaski. We are tied up, 40 apiece. 17:50 left in the ball game. Cooper now with the ball in between the circles. Konaski hits two straight threes to tie the game. Bryson Williams with the ball now. Now to the right wing for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper back to Williams at the top, and now a foul will be called away from the ball down low. And so a foul will go against Truman. It will go on Patrick Burmeister. He'll be called for a push on Dylan Starzl. Now Tyler Funk will check into the game for Northwest, and Connor Crooker will come off. 40-40 our score. 17:38 left in the ball game. Cooper sets inbound underneath his own basket along the baseline. Gets it to the right corner for Funk. Now to the right side for Bryson Williams. Now back to the right wing to Deshaun Cooper. Cooper getting a screen from Starzl. Now to the left wing for Williams. Williams being double-teamed now. Gets it back to the right side for Cooper. Now to the right corner for Tyler Funk. And now a foul will be called away from the ball. It will be called on Dylan Starzl as he'll be called for a push. Starzl's second foul here this afternoon. And the first team foul of the second half for Northwest. 40-40 are scored. Konaski with the ball at the top of the key. Bounce pass to Mike Carlson at the left wing. Now gives it to Corey Myers. And as he dribbles, penetrates inside. Kick out to the right corner for Reed Mills. Pulls up from three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Kyle Schlake for Northwest. Deshaun Cooper bringing the ball up the backcourt now. He gives it to the right wing for Bryson Williams. To Kyle Schlake in between the circles. Now to Tyler Funk at the left wing. Skip pass across court to the right wing for Bryson Williams. Williams back to Funk at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Cooper. Cooper driving left baseline. Now dribbles back out. Dribbles back in now. Dish off to Schlake. Schlake looking for the shot. Now kicks it out to Cooper at the top of the key to reset the play. 9 seconds on the shot clock now. Cooper penetrates. Pulls up from 3-point range. Shot no good. And Funk goes after the ball and he knocks it out of bounds. So it will go to Truman. Substitution out for the Bearcats. Kyle Schlake will come off and Grant Kozat checks in for him. 40-40 our score. 16:34 left in the ball game. Reed Mills bringing the ball up the backcourt now across the timeline in between the circles. Mills being guarded by Tyler Funk. Mills still directing the offense. Bounce pass to the right wing to Corey Myers. Now to the left wing for Burmeister. Burmeister with the ball now guarded by Kozat. Burmeister loses a handle on the ball but recovers. Now to the right side for Myers. Myers with the ball. Penetrates inside the lane. Spin moves. Goes up with the right hook. Shot is good and the foul. So an and one coming up for Corey Myers as he penetrated in the lane. Got the bucket and the foul. The foul will go against Dylan Starzl as he picks up his third foul. Getting in foul trouble early in the second half is Starzl. He did the same thing yesterday afternoon as now he'll come out of the game and Zach Schneider, the freshman, the 6'7" freshman, will check in for him. So Truman now with the lead, 42-40, and Myers will go to the free throw line to finish the and one. Free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 10 points now for Corey Myers, and now Northwest with the ball. On the floor for the Bearcats is Cooper, Zach Schneider, Tyler Funk, Grant Kozat, as well as Bryson Williams. Cooper driving inside now, penetrating lane, kicks it back out, and now back to Cooper in between the circles. Cooper dribbling inside now, double team, kick to Bryson Williams in the right corner. Williams driving baseline, pulls up from 5 feet, shot no good off the front rim, rebounded by Burmeister for Truman. He gives it to Konaski, he'll bring it up the floor, going coast to coast, kick out to the right wing for Mills. Mills being guarded by Williams. Mills drives inside, loses a handle on it, stolen by Kozad. So Northwest with the ball. Cooper now across the timeline to the right wing. Bounce pass to the left wing for Funk. Pass, lob pass down low for Kozad. Kozad goes up with the right hook, shot no good. Mills comes up with the rebound for Truman. To the right wing now, Konaski pulls up on the quick three, and it is good. Kyle Konaski hits the three, and 11 points for him. 3 3-pointers out of Kyle Konaski, and Truman now with a 6-point lead. 46-40 and a timeout on the floor. 15:16 left in the ball game. 46-40 our score, and we'll be back in 30 seconds right after this. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Bearcat Radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back out here at the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic in Springfield, Missouri at the O'Reilly Center at Drury University. And coming out of the timeout, Truman has taken the lead 46-40. Three straight three-pointers made by Kyle Kanaski, and he hit that one in transition, just pulled up with everyone around him, quick shot, and he swished it, nothing but net. So 46-40 is our score, 15-16 left in the ballgame. Northwest called the timeout. We'll see what head coach Ben McCollum has in store coming out of the timeout. Northwest Missouri State will have the ball. They will go from our left to our right. Williams set to inbound to Deshaun Cooper. Cooper bringing it up the backcourt now, not being guarded. Truman running a 1-2-2 zone here on the defensive side. Now Cooper to the right wing for Zach Schneider. Schneider pulls up from three, and Zach Schneider hits it from the outside. His third three-pointer this afternoon gives him 9 points. Northwest cuts the lead to three, 46-43, Truman in front. Reed Mills with the ball at the top of the key for Truman in between the circles, being guarded by Tyler Funk. Now to the right wing, left wing rather, for Cole Myers. Cole Myers working on Schneider. Myers about to pull up. No, hands it off to Carlson. Carlson drives left baseline, and he will be fouled by Bryson Williams. A blocking foul called on Williams. That's his second personal foul. 13 foul for Northwest. And now a timeout is called on the floor. We're going to take a break with him. 60 seconds coming your way. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Truman with the lead, 46-43. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville. Located at 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Truman State University is on a 12-5 run to start the second half, and that puts them up by three, 46-43 our score, with 14-43 left in the ball game. And now Truman inbounding underneath their own basket. They inbound it to Reed Mills in the left corner, being guarded by Tyler Funk. Now to Kanaski at the top of the key. Kanaski working inside. Now to the left corner for Myers. Myers driving left baseline. Goes up with the hook shot. Shot no good. Rebounded by Zach Schneider. Northwest down by three, 14-30 left in the ball game. Sean Cooper with the ball at the right wing. Now to the left wing for Schneider. Back to Cooper. Cooper being guarded by Myers. Cooper dribbles to the right corner now. Now to the left wing for Bryson Williams. Williams pass down now for Kozad. Kozad left hook on his way. Off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Mike Carlson for Truman. Reed Mills with the ball now for Truman. He gives it to Burmeister at the left wing. Back to Mills at the top of the key, nearly stolen by Funk. Truman up 46-43, 13:50 left in the ballgame. Mills dribbling, pulls up, fadeaway jumper from 12 feet, and he makes it. 9 points now for Reed Mills. Truman with a 5-point lead, 48-43. Deshaun Cooper dribbling up the left side, now a skip pass to the right wing for Williams. Bryson Williams dribbles up in between the circles, now to the left wing for Cooper. Cooper dribbles inside, trying to kick, loses handle of the ball, and it will be stolen by Truman. Corey Myers comes up with it, one on two the other way, throws up a shot attempt, and he will be fouled by Zach Schneider. And now Corey Myers is down on the floor with an apparent knee injury. He's holding his knee after that play as he was fouled by Schneider, and he came down hard. So Corey Myers down on the floor, and we're going to take a quick break. We will be back in 60 seconds. Northwest trailing 48-43. Back in 60 seconds on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten by O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More information at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Prinery House. More information at conceptionabbey.org.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center, and we still have an injury timeout on the floor. Corey Myers laying along the team's own baseline. 13:22 left in the ballgame. Truman with the lead at 48-43. And now they will help Corey Myers up to his feet, and they will assist him off the court onto Truman's bench, favoring that knee. It looked like he came down really hard as he was going up for the shot, and he was fouled by Schneider. And so now he will go to the bench. And so a couple subs now coming into the game for Truman State. Seth Jackson will come in as well as Andrew Vanderswag. And then Matt Wallace will come in for Northwest, and Deshaun Cooper will sit down. Patrick Burmeister will now shoot the free throws for Corey Myers, as Myers was the one who was fouled, but Burmeister will now go to the free throw line shooting two. Truman with the lead 48-43. Burmeister getting ready at the free throw line. First attempt up and no good off the back rim. 5-point lead for Truman, 48-43. Burmeister getting set at the free throw line for his second free throw attempt. It is on its way and it is good. First points of the afternoon for Patrick Burmeister. Now Matt Wallace runs the point position for Northwest with Cooper on the sideline. He dribbles to the left wing. Wallace still with the ball, dribbles to the top of the key. Now kick out to the left wing for Williams. Williams driving inside into the lane, pulls up from inside the lane. Shot no good from 10 feet. Rebounded by Vanderswag, and he'll outlet and come up the right side of the floor. Now to Seth Jackson, to Reed Mills at the left wing. Now to Burmeister, being guarded by Kosad. He'll give it to Reed Mills in between the circles. Mills to Burmeister at the left wing, and now a foul called away from the ball, as that foul is called on Andrew Vanderswag. And that will be his first foul this afternoon. 14th foul for Truman. On the floor for Northwest is Matt Wallace, Zach Schneider, Tyler Funk, Grant Kozad, and Bryston Williams. Wallace with the ball now at the left wing for Northwest. Being double teamed, gives it to Williams at the left corner. Skip pass to the right wing for Schneider. Pulled left from three, shot on its way, and it's good. 4 3-pointer for Zach Schneider and 12 points. Nothing but net from Zach Schneider. Now Northwest within three, 49-46, Truman in front. Reed Mills in between the circles, picks up his dribble. Now to the left wing for Seth Jackson. Jackson hands it off to Cole Myers, the brother of Corey, who was injured. So Cole Myers at the top of the key gives it to Mike Carlson at the right wing, drives inside, shot on its way from Carlson, and it's good. Mike Carlson getting his 4th point here this afternoon. He had 32 yesterday, but Northwest has kept him in check here today. 4 points now for Mike Carlson. Wallace now with the ball for Northwest, now to the left wing for Schneider. Schneider with the ball, lob pass down low for Grant Kozad. Kozad being guarded by Carlson. Doing a couple dribbles at the left block. Goes up for the shot attempt. Shot on its way. No good, but Kozad was fouled by Carlson. He will go to the free throw line for 2 free throw attempts. Second foul on Carlson here this afternoon. 15th foul for Truman. 51-46 our score. 11:50 left in the ball game. Grant Kozad going to the free throw line for Northwest. His first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is no good off the front rim. Substitution for Truman now. Kyle Kanaski will come into the game, and Reed Mills will check out. Truman up 51-46. Kozad at the free throw line getting set for a second free throw attempt. Shot is on its way, and it is good. 7 points for Grant Kozad. Kanaski running the point now for Truman. Gives it to Seth Jackson across the timeline to the left wing. Now to the top of the key for Vanderzwag. Now to the right wing for Cole Myers. Cole Myers at the ball now. Foul away from the ball, and that will be called on Bryston Williams. Third personal foul on Bryston Williams this afternoon. Fifth team foul for Northwest. Five team fouls apiece for both teams. Now a pass down low for Seth Jackson. He gets it. Shot goes up, and it's in, and the foul. Truman was inbounding underneath their own hoop along the baseline. Wide open was Jackson. Goes in, and he was fouled and made the shot. And now he's at the free throw line for the and one. Truman is up 53-47 with 11:36 left in the ballgame. Jackson, free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 6 points now for Seth Jackson. 54-47, our score. Truman in front. 11:30 left in the ballgame. Matt Wallace running the point at the top of the key. He dribbles to the right wing, in between his legs now. Now to Tyler Funk, in between the circles to the left wing for Williams. Williams with the ball now to the right wing for Matt Wallace. Wallace gets a screen from Kozad, kicks it to the right wing for Funk. Funk drives in, inside the paint, goes up for the shot. Shot no good, but he is fouled. He was fouled by Kanaski on the play, so Tyler Funk going to the free throw line shooting two. Second personal foul on the afternoon on Kyle Kanaski. He's a 5'11" freshman out of State College, Pennsylvania.
Tyler Funk with a lot of two shots.
First free throw attempt on its way from Tyler Funk. Rattles around the rim and no good. Funk getting set now. Second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is no good, but he gets his own rebound. Funk gets his own rebound. So Northwest with the ball now. Williams at the top key to the left wing for Schneider. Now to the right wing. Skip pass to Wallace. Wallace driving in the lane, and he is fouled by Kanaski. That will be the third personal foul on Kanaski. And the seventh team foul for Truman. So Matt Wallace will go to the free throw line with the 1-1. Now Deshaun Cooper checks into the ball game, and Bryston Williams will come off. On the floor for Northwest, Matt Wallace, Deshaun Cooper, Tyler Funk, Zach Schneider, and Grant Kozad. 1-1 now. First free throw attempt on its way from Wallace, and it is good. 3-for-3 from the free throw line now is Matt Wallace. 54-48 our score with 11:08 left in the game. Wallace getting set now. Second free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 4-for-4 from the free throw line this afternoon for Matt Wallace. 54-49, Truman in front. Kanaski with the ball now. Gives it to Carlson at the top of the key to the left wing for Vanderzwag. Pulls up from three. Shot no good. Rebounded by Matt Wallace for Northwest. Wallace bringing up the right side of the floor across the timeline. Bounce pass inside for Kozad. Kozad loses the handle and stolen by Mike Carlson. He gives it to Seth Jackson. Seth Jackson goes along the right baseline. Shot is blocked by Kozad and taken away by Deshaun Cooper for Northwest. Cooper across the timeline now in between the circles. Being double-teamed, gives it to Schneider at the left wing. Schneider pulls up from three, shot on its way, no good. Rebounded by Seth Jackson. Jackson gives it to Cole Myers, who will bring it up the center of the floor. Myers now to the left wing for Seth Jackson. Jackson being guarded by Kozad. Now to the top of the key for Kanaski, to the right wing to Myers. Myers guarded by Zach Schneider. Now to the top of the key, Vanderzwag to the left wing for Jackson. Jackson drives inside the paint along the left side. Shot is good over Grant Kozad. Jeff Jackson now with 8 points off the bench. 56-49, Truman in front with 10 minutes left in the game. Deshaun Cooper at the top of the key now for Northwest. In between the circles, dribbles to the right side. Now to Tyler Funk near the free throw line. Funk bounce pass inside for Kozad. Kozad goes up with a shot, fading away. He is fouled, shot no good, but will go to the free throw line, shooting two. Vanderzwag with the foul there for Truman State. That's his second foul. An 18th foul for Truman and a break in the action now. And we will take a 30-second break with them. 56-49, Truman State in front with 9:48 left in the ballgame. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating their 50th anniversary, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery. Now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville, the Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Back out here for the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. Northwest Missouri State down 56-49 to Truman State with 9:48 left in the ballgame. This is the final game for Northwest here in this tournament. And here in the second half, Truman State has outscored Northwest 22-11 after Northwest went into the halftime with a four-point lead. Coming out into the second half, Northwest just shooting 25% from the floor. They're 3-12 from the field. Truman State 8-13 in the second half, shooting 61.5% from the field. So Truman State with the lead now, a seven-point lead, 56-49, with 9:48 left in the game. Both teams now coming out of their timeouts. And Grant Kozad will be at the free throw line for Northwest coming out of the timeout. Kozad getting set now at the line. He will shoot two.
Grant Kozad at the line. Two shots.
His first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Kozad with 8 points now for the Bearcats. Kozad getting set now. Second free throw attempt on its way, and it is off the back rim, but rolls in, and it's good. Dylan Starzl will check into the game for Grant Kozad. Haven't seen much action out of him. He got in foul trouble early in the second half. Did the same thing yesterday afternoon, but he is back in the game now for Starzl. Cooker also on the floor for Northwest. Reed Mills with the ball at the right wing for Truman across the timeline. Now to the left wing for Seth Jackson. Jackson being guarded by Starzl. Now to the top of the key for Kanaski. Kanaski to the right wing for Reed Mills. Now to Jackson at the top of the key. Kick out to Reed Mills at the left wing. Three-point shot attempt on its way. No good off the front rim and rebounded by Funk for Northwest. Outlet pass to Deshaun Cooper along the left side. He's across half court now in between the circles. He'll dribble to the right wing now. Being guarded by Mills. Now to the top of the key for Connor Crooker. Crooker to the left corner to Tyler Funk. Funk back to Schneider in the left corner. Three-point shot on its way. Rolls off the rim and no good from Zach Schneider.
Hey, hold it.
Northwest trailing by five, 56-51. Reed Mills with the ball at the top of the key. Now hands it off to Kanaski at the right wing. Kanaski being double-teamed now, and now a foul will be called. No, rather a timeout will be called on the floor by Truman as Kanaski was trapped in the far corner. So a timeout on the floor. We'll take a break as well. Back in 30 seconds, Northwest Missouri State down by 5, 56-51. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
56-51, our score. Truman in front, and they will have the ball inbounding from their own side along the far sideline. Kanaski has the ball now at the top of the key to the left wing for Seth Jackson. Jackson working on Starzl, goes inside, shot on its way, off the glass, and it is good from Seth Jackson. Jackson now with 10 points off the bench. 58-51, Truman in front with 8:30 left in the game. Zach Schneider with the ball at the top of the key. Lob pass down low for Starzl, and Starzl with the easy put in. 2 points for Dylan Starzl, and a great assist there by Zach Schneider. Northwest down by five. Reed Mills with the ball. Hands it off to Kanaski at the top of the key. Now to the left wing for Carlson. Carlson driving left baseline, and he will be fouled before he gets to the hoop as he is fouled by Tyler Funk. So Tyler Funk picks up the foul there for Northwest, his second personal foul this afternoon and the 17th foul for Northwest. It will be a 1-1 situation now. Mike Carlson at the free throw line with the 1-1. No Truman players are down in the blocks, just four Northwest players. So first free throw attempt on its way from Carlson, and it is good. 5 points out of Mike Carlson so far here this afternoon. He had 32 points yesterday against Cameron University.
Second free throw attempt out of the 1-1 on its way from Carlson. No good off the rim and rebounded by Starzl. He'll give it to Cooper, who will bring it up the center of the floor across half court now and in between the circles. Cooper with the ball at the right wing. Gives it to the left wing. Skip pass to Fung. Now to the left corner for Crooker. Crooker dribbling up, being double-teamed to the left corner. Bounce pass inside for Starzl. Easy put in once again. That pass came from Zach Schneider. So Schneider to Starzl on consecutive possessions. And it results in two field goals for Northwest. Down by four now. 59-55. 7:40 left in the game. Reed Mills at the top of the key, now to the right wing for Vanderzwag. Vanderzwag gives it to Carlson, who's in between the circles. Now to Jackson. Jackson drives inside the paint, shot on its way, no good. Rebounded by Crooker for Northwest. Outlet pass now to Deshaun Cooper. He'll dribble up the left side across half court. Now dribbles in between the circles to the right side. Now to Schneider, back to Cooper. Lob pass inside, batted away by Reed Mills as he was able to tip it. Substitution for Northwest now. Bryston Williams will come into the game, and checking out for the Bearcats is Tyler Funk. Northwest will inbound it in front of their own bench on their own side. Schneider gets it into Deshaun Cooper, who's in between the circles. Cooper now dribbling to the right side. On the right wing now, dribbles to the top. Now to Schneider in the right corner. Schneider pulls up from three. Shot no good off the back rim. Rebounded by Mills for Truman. Truman has the lead 59-55 with 7 minutes left in the game. Jackson now with the ball at the right wing to Vanderzwag in between the circles. Vanderzwag being worked by Connor Crooker in man-to-man defense. Vanderzwag dribbling up, now a foul away from the ball, and it will be against Truman as the foul will go against Reed Mills away from the ball on a hold. So now Northwest with the ball. 19th foul for Truman and second personal foul on Reed Mills. Checking in for Northwest now is Grant Kozad. Kozad will check in for Zach Schneider. Another substitution coming your way. This will be for Truman. Two players coming in. Patrick Burmeister coming into the game as well as Cole Myers. And Seth Jackson and Andrew Vanderzwag will come off. On the floor for Northwest, Deshaun Cooper, Bryston Williams, Connor Crooker, Dylan Starzl, and Grant Kozad. Cooper now with the ball at the top of the key, dribbles to the right wing. Now a foul called away from the ball down low. As the foul will be against Truman, it will go against Mike Carlson. So Northwest now will be in the double bonus. And going to the free throw line for Northwest will be Grant Kozad. Kozad 8 points this afternoon. He'll be shooting two shots. That was the 10th team foul for Truman, so he is in the double bonus. 6:47 left in the game. Truman up 59-55. Kozad at the line getting set. First free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. Northwest cuts the lead to 3, 59-56, with 6:47 left in the game. Kozad at the line, getting set for his second shot. Free throw attempt on its way out of the double bonus, and it is good as well. Northwest executing on the free throws here in the second half. Kanaski with the ball at the right wing, drives inside quick, shot going on its way, a foul called on the shot attempt. And the foul will be called against Grant Kozad. Check that. It was not on Grant Kozad. The foul ends up going against Bryston Williams. He picks up his fourth personal foul and the eighth team foul for Northwest. First free throw attempt on its way from Kanaski, and the shot is good. Substitutions now for Northwest. Tyler Funk will check into the game for Bryston Williams as Williams just picked up his fourth personal foul. Northwest with 18 fouls now here left in the ball game with 6:40 left. Kanaski at the free throw line for his second free throw attempt. Shot on its way, and it's good. He hits both of them. 13 points for Kyle Kanaski, 61-57. Truman with the lead, 6:30 left in the game. Cooper now for Northwest at the right wing with the ball. Now to Funk at the top of the key. Funk looking down low. Bounce pass for Starzl in the low block. Shot on its way from Starzl. Right hook, and it's good. Reed Mills with the ball brand across half court. Being double-teamed now, picks up his dribble. Now gets it away to Kanaski. Back to Mills in between the circles to the left wing for Burmeister. Things heating up here. Intense defensive pressure. Mills at the top of the key. Drives inside the lane. Shot on its way. Shot no good. And the ball was blocked and will roll out of bounds off of Northwest. And Truman will keep it underneath their own basket along the baseline. Mills will inbound along the left side. And he will get it into Kanaski. He shoots a three-point shot from the left wing. Shot no good. Rebounded by Crooker for Northwest. Cooper up the backcourt now with the ball across the timeline in between the circles, being guarded by Cole Myers. Cooper gives it to Funk at the top of the key to the right wing for Cooper. Cooper gets a screen from Starzl, passes it to Funk at the left side. Now lob pass down low for Kozad. Kozad to Crooker at the left wing. Bounce pass back to Kozad. Kozad looking. Bounce pass to Starzl inside. Starzl goes up with the right hook. Shot is good from Dylan Starzl. We have a tie game, folks. 61 apiece. 5:30 left in the game. And a timeout is now called on the floor by Truman State. Northwest comes back to tie it here. 61 apiece on the floor. 5:30 left in the ball game. We'll be back in 30 seconds right after this. Tie game now, 61 apiece. Back in 30 seconds, you are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Taco John's at 1015 South Main in Maryville. Serving breakfast and dinner, Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday from 7 a.m. until midnight and until 2 a.m. Friday and Saturday. More at tacojohns.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information available at northwestbearcats.com.
Welcome back to Bearcat Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett, and Northwest has just tied up the game 61 apiece with 5:30 left in the game. Dylan Starzl with the bucket picks up his 16th point here in the ball game. Now Truman with the ball. Across the timeline now is Reed Mills in between the circles, guarded by Deshaun Cooper. Bounce pass to the right side, but a foul away from the ball as the foul will go. That will go against Grant Kozad. The foul on Kozad, his fourth personal foul. 19 foul for Northwest. 1-1 coming up for Truman. Now a little break in the action now, and going to the free throw line for Truman State will be Kyle Kanaski. Kanaski with the 1-1. First free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Bryston Williams will check into the game for Northwest. He will come in for Grant Kozad. Kozad picked up his fourth personal foul, but Williams has four fouls as well. Also checking in for Truman will be Seth Jackson. He will check in for Burmeister. So Burmeister off the floor and Seth Jackson in. Jackson has 11 points off the bench. Second free throw attempt from Kanaski on its way, and it is good.
Hey, Seth,
15 points now for Kyle Kanaski, and Northwest with the ball, trailing by two, 63-61. Truman with the lead. 5:20 left in the game. Cooper across the timeline at the top of the key. Now to Funk, who is on the left side. Lob pass down low for Starzl. Starzl kicks it out to Cooper. Cooper driving in the lane, kicks it out to Funk at the left side. Funk back to Cooper on the right wing. Cooper driving in, kick out to the right corner for Williams. Williams to Funk at the left wing. Now back to Williams at the right. Now to the right corner for Deshaun Cooper. Cooper being guarded by Cole Myers. Cooper drives in, goes up for the shot attempt, and he is fouled on his way up to the basket. So Cooper will be going to the free throw line. He was fouled by Cole Myers. And now a break on the floor. Deshaun Cooper will go to the free throw line, and we'll be back in 60 seconds. Truman with the lead, 63-61 going into the timeout. Back in 60 seconds, you are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville, located at 1528 South Main Street. Bill McCulley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's Bearcat radio broadcast is sponsored by Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
Coming out of the media timeout, Truman State with the two-point lead, 63-61, 4:56 left in this ball game. And DeShaun Cooper will be going to the free throw line for the Bearcats. He will be shooting two. He was fouled going up for a right-handed layup, penetrating the lane. So Northwest down by two, 4:56 left in the game. Cooper, first free throw attempt is on its way, and it is no good. Cooper, 1 of 5 from the free throw line now for Northwest. Second free throw attempt is on its way from Cooper, and it is good. Cooper of 2 for 6 now from the free throw line. 63-62 our score, Truman in front. Reed Mills with the ball for Truman at the left wing, now to the top of the key for Cole Myers. Now hands it off to Seth Jackson, back to Myers at the right wing. Lob pass down low for Carlson. Carlson goes up with the right hook shot. It's good off the glass for Mike Carlson. 7 points for Carlson now. 65-62, 3-point lead for Truman State. Tyler Funk with the ball in between the circles for Northwest. Bounce pass down low for Starzl. Starzl, right hook on its way. It's good from Dylan Starzl. 18 points now for Dylan Starzl. 65-64. Truman with the lead for just over 4 minutes left in the game. Right wing now is Carlson being double-teamed by Cooper and Funk. Carlson, skip pass to the left corner. Now to the top of the key for Reed Mills. They'll reset the offense. Now Seth Jackson at the right wing. Jackson with the ball to Carlson at the top of the key. Now to the left side for Cole Myers, being guarded by Bryson Williams. To the top of the key for Jackson. Jackson with the ball. Hands it off to Reed Mills. Mills guarded by Cooper. Jackson with the ball now. Jackson at the right side pulls up with the runner in the lane, and the shot is good from Seth Jackson. 13 points for Seth Jackson now. 67-64, Truman with the lead. At the top of the key, in between the circles, is DeShaun Cooper. He gives it now to the right side for Bryson Williams. Back to Cooper at the left wing. Cooper driving inside the lane, kicks it out to the right corner for Bryson Williams. Williams to Funk at the top, now to the left corner for Connor Crooker. Crooker with the ball now, dribbles to the top, gives it to DeShaun Cooper. Cooper driving inside the lane along the left side, fadeaway jumper on its way, and he was fouled going up for the shot. Shot no good, but Cooper will be going to the free throw line shooting two. That will be a foul against Seth Jackson, his second personal foul in Northwest. DeShaun Cooper at the free throw line shooting two. First free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Nine points now for DeShaun Cooper. Second free throw attempt on its way from Cooper. It's good as well. 10 points for Cooper. Truman with the ball now. Vanderswag bringing it up the backcourt. Now over to the right side for Reed Mills. Mills to the left wing for Seth Jackson. Jackson with the ball now. 3 minutes left in the game. 1 point lead for Truman. Kanaski with the ball at the top of the key in between the circles. They give it to Reed Mills at the left wing, being guarded by Cooper. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Mills with the ball, now guarded by Matt Wallace. Mills driving inside the paint, pulls up from the free throw line. Shot is good from Reed Mills, fading away. 69-66, Truman with the lead now, 2:35 left in this ball game. Cooper bringing up the backcourt in between the circles now. Dribbles over to the right wing. Now to the free throw line to Matt Wallace. Wallace back to Cooper at the right wing. Lob pass inside for Dylan Starzl. Starzl being double teamed. Kicks it back out to Cooper. Cooper gives it to Williams. Williams driving inside the lane. Goes up for the shot and he is fouled driving in the lane. And so Bryson Williams will go to the free throw line. He will be shooting two. That foul will go against Andrew Vanderswag. It's his third personal foul. Two shots coming your way from Bryson Williams. He's at the free throw line getting set. First free throw is on its way, and the shot is no good. Truman with a 3-point lead, 69-66, with 2:19 left in the game. Williams, second free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. 3 points for Bryson Williams. Reed Mills bringing the ball to the backcourt across the timeline now. Now to the left wing for Seth Jackson. Back to Mills. Now back to Jackson at the left wing. Being guarded by Dylan Starzl. Jackson to the top of the key to Mike Carlson. Now to the right wing for Vanderswag. Now he'll give the ball to Reed Mills along the right wing. Being guarded by DeShaun Cooper. back to the left side, and that goes to Jackson. Jackson driving baseline, goes up for the shot attempt, no good, but fouled on the play by Dylan Starzl. So Starzl picks up his fourth personal foul. Northwest in foul trouble as they have three players with four fouls, with Starzl, Williams, and Kozad. That's the 10th team foul for Northwest, so that puts them in the double bonus. Both teams over the 10 team foul mark. 69-67, our score, Truman with the lead. Seth Jackson at the line. His first shot attempt is on its way, and it is good. 14 points for Seth Jackson. Connor Crooker will check into the game for the Bearcats for Matt Wallace. On the floor for Northwest is Deshaun Cooper, Connor Crooker, Bryston Williams, Dylan Starzl, and Tyler Funk. Jackson at the line for Truman. Second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. 15 points for the man off the bench, Seth Jackson. Truman with the lead, 71-67. 1:50 left in the game. Northwest down by four. Cooper with the ball at the right wing. Drives along the right baseline. Kicks it out to Funk. Funk drives along the left side. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Carlson for Truman. Reed Melds with the ball now, bringing the ball to the backcourt, guarded by Cooper. Now to the right side for Seth Jackson. Jackson with the ball, being guarded by Starzl. Now to the center of the floor to Cole Myers. Cole Myers driving, pulls it back out. Gives it to Vanderzwag at the top of the key, to the right wing for Seth. Seth Jackson. Jackson resets the ball now. 1:15 left in the game. Northwest down by four. Jackson working on Starzl. Drives inside. Kicks it out to Mills. Bounce pass inside for Myers. Myers up with the shot, and he will be fouled going in for the shot. And that will be the fifth foul on Dylan Starzl. Dylan Starzl picks up the foul, and he will be out of the game. He has fouled out. Fifth foul on Dylan Starzl. He is out of the game. Zach Schneider and Grant Kozad will check into the game. Starzl and Crooker are off. 71-67, Truman with the lead, and they're going to the free throw line shooting two. So a quick break in the action. 1:06 left in the ball game. Truman with a four-point lead, 71-67. And right now we're getting set for some free throw attempts from Truman State, as both teams a little mixed up on what's going up. They thought there was a timeout, but there wasn't. So now both teams coming back out onto the floor. 1:06 left in the game. Truman up 71-67. Going to the free throw line for Truman is Cole Myers, a 6'3" sophomore out of Ankeny, Iowa. Myers at the line, shooting two, fouled by Dylan Starzl. Starzl out of the game now. He has fouled out. First free throw attempt on its way from Myers, and it is good. 72-67, our score. 5-point lead for Truman State. Myers getting set now for his second free throw attempt. Second free throw attempt is on its way, and it is good. 73-67, Truman with the lead. 1 minute left in the game now. Deshaun Cooper driving inside, keeping himself, goes in along the right baseline, and he is fouled going up for the shot attempt. And so the foul goes against Cole Myers as he picks up his second personal foul, and Deshaun Cooper will be going to the free throw line for Northwest.
Hey, Presso now. Hey, Presso, Andrew's D.
Just over 1 minute left in the game. Cooper's first free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Checking in for the Bearcats is Tyler Funk and Matt Wallace. Zach Schneider will come off the floor, as well as Grant Kozad. Cooper at the line for his second shot. Second free throw attempt on its way, and it is good. Rattles around the rim and falls. 12 points for Deshaun Cooper. 73-69, Truman with the lead. 1 minute left in the game. Mike Carlson across the timeline now at the right side. Has the ball, driving inside, kick out to Vanderzwag at the right wing. Being double-teamed now by Northwest, and now it looks like a timeout will be called by Truman State. Timeout called by Truman State on the floor. 73-69 our score in favor of Truman with 50 seconds left. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes in part from McDonald's in Maryville. McDonald's is open 24 hours every day and now serves a limited breakfast menu beginning at midnight. McDonald's, located at the intersection of South Avenue and South Main Street in Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com.
Back out here for the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, and coming out of this timeout, Truman State with the lead 73-69 over Northwest. 50 seconds left in this ball game. And right now, Northwest drawing up plays on the clipboard is head coach Ben McCollum, and they're trying to get some more points on the board here to pull out a victory with 50 seconds left. 73-69 is our score. So far in the second half, Truman came out on full force, outscoring Northwest. They went on a 15-5 run, and now Northwest came back into the game and tied it at one point. But now Truman with the four-point lead, 73-69. And now Truman will inbound the ball along their own side over on the far sideline. Seth Jackson will inbound the ball. And he will try to inbound it to Cole Myers, and he does, but he is fouled immediately, as he was fouled by Matt Wallace. So Cole Myers will go to the free throw line, shooting two in the double bonus. 49 seconds left in the game. Truman has the lead, 73-69. Myers at the line. First free throw attempt is on its way from Myers, and it rolls around the rim and falls. It is good. Zach Schneider and Grant Kozad check in for Northwest. Matt Wallace comes off, as well as Tyler Funk. On the floor for Northwest is Cooper Williams, Kozad, Schneider, and Connor Crooker. Second free throw attempt on its way from Myers, and it is good. 75-69, Truman with the lead with 49 seconds left. Cooper across the timeline to the left corner for Williams. Williams driving left baseline, shot on its way. Shot is blocked by Mike Carlson, and a fight for the ball now, as it will be a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Northwest. Mike Carlson rejected Bryston Williams on the baseline drive, and now there will be a break in the action. A timeout taken by the Bearcats on the floor. We're going to keep it right here. Truman State 75, Northwest 69. They have a six-point lead with 41 seconds left in this game, and this has been quite a game. It has shaped up, these teams not unfamiliar with each other, as Truman State was used to be a part of the MIAA conference. They left this year, and the last time Northwest was able to defeat Truman State, that was back in February of 2012. So Northwest wants to get the win here today to get a victory in this classic. They lost their game yesterday. So if Northwest falls today, that will put them with no wins throughout this tournament. Coming out of this timeout, 75-69. Truman is in front, and both teams getting set now. Northwest will inbound underneath their own basket along the baseline. Bryston Williams will inbound the ball. Northwest in a box formation. A couple screens now. Williams looking, gets it out to the outside for Cooper. Cooper driving inside the lane, goes up for the shot. Shot no good. Rebounded by Jackson for Truman. Now Myers with the ball. Bounce pass to Jackson. And now Kozad will foul Seth Jackson. And that will be the fifth foul on Grant Kozad. So Kozad fouls out. Kozad and Starzl both on the bench now. Tyler Funk will come in for Grant Kozad. 30 seconds left. Truman with the lead, 75-69, and Seth Jackson will go to the free throw line. They are in the double bonus, so he will shoot two. First free throw attempt on its way from Jackson, and it is good. Truman has been very effective with their free throws down the stretch. 7-point lead now for Truman. Second free throw attempt from Jackson is on its way, and it is good. 17 points for Jackson off the bench. Cooper at the top of the key now. Goes inside to the right corner for Funk. Funk pulls up for three, and the three-point shot is good from Tyler Funk. Tyler Funk with the three-point shot pulls Northwest with, tightens the gap a little bit. Northwest down by five, 77-72 our score. 22 seconds left in this game. Both teams over 10 fouls as a team, so Northwest will have to foul right away with 22 seconds left, so that will put two free throw attempts for Truman. So both teams drawing up on the whiteboards what they're going to be doing coming out of this timeout. Truman State head coach not looking too happy. Matt Woodley not looking too happy. They're yelling at his players as now both teams do break out of their huddles.
Freeman will inbound underneath the Northwest basket. 77-72 our score, 22 seconds left in the game. Jackson will inbound underneath Northwest basket, and he will get it in. Rather, there will be a foul before the pass was inbounded, and it goes against number 11, Cole Myers, on Truman. So Truman with the foul, and Northwest. That was the third personal foul on Myers. Zach Schneider checks into the game for Matt Wallace. So Northwest will have the ball now underneath their own basket. Northwest with the ball after the foul from Cole Myers. And now Northwest Missouri State will have the ball as officials are discussing. And now they'll say Schneider can't sub into the game. They'll pull him back out. So Matt Wallace back onto the floor. They can't sub after that foul in the action. Now they will keep Schneider on the floor. So not quite sure what that was there. So now box formation for Northwest underneath their own hoop. Williams will inbound. Down by five. Williams gets it in, and it is thrown away and out of bounds. Tipped by Deshaun Cooper. The ball will go to Truman State. 22 seconds left. Truman 77, Northwest 72. Matt Wallace checks in for Zach Schneider. Jackson will inbound along the far sideline in Northwest backcourt. Lobs it in, and it goes to Vanderslag. And Connor Crooker will foul him. So Crooker picks up the foul. That is the first foul this afternoon for Connor Crooker. Going to the free throw line, shooting two, is Vanderswag. So he'll be shooting two in the double bonus, up by five. First free throw attempt is on its way, and the first free throw is no good. Zach Schneider will check into the game for the Bearcats, coming in for Matt Wallace. 21 seconds left in the game. Truman is up by five, 77-72. Vanderswag at the free throw line for his second free throw attempt. It's on its way, and it is good. Rattles around the rim and falls. Cooper with the ball now, coming up the backcourt. Comes up quick at the top of the key. Pulls up from three. Shot is on its way. No good. Rebounded and tipped away by Truman. Oh, but Cooper comes up with the ball. Cooper fights for it. Gets the ball, and he's fouled by Seth Jackson of Truman. So Deshaun Cooper will be going to the free throw line. The ball was tipped away and was in Truman's side of the court. Cooper raced after it and came up with it and was fouled by Jackson, scrambling for the ball. So it results in Northwest going to the free throw line with Cooper shooting two, down by six. 11 seconds left in the game. First free throw on its way for Cooper, and it's good. Checking into the game for Northwest, Kyle Schlake and Matt Wallace. Bryston Williams and Zach Schneider will come off. Also, Vanderswag will come off the floor for Truman, and Kanaski is on the floor for Truman State. So Cooper at the free throw line. He made his first free throw now for the second attempt. It is on its way. He shoots it, and it is good.
Get it in! Get it in! Look out!
Truman with the ball now, and the foul will be called away from the ball. It's on Matt Wallace. Matt Wallace picks up the personal foul. That will be the third foul on Matt Wallace. 10 seconds left in the game. Truman 78, Northwest 74. 4-point lead for the Bulldogs, as Reed Mills will be at the free throw line shooting two. First free throw attempt from Mills is up, and it rolls around the rim and no good. Checking in for the Bearcats, Jordan Ashton and Zach Schneider. Schlake and Matt Wallace will come off. Reed Mills at the free throw line. Second free throw attempt on its way, and he makes it. Vanderslag will check into the game for Truman State, and Kanaski will come off the floor. Inbound to Deshaun Cooper, 10 seconds on the clock, dribbles down the floor, being double-teamed. Cooper pulls up from the top of the key from three, he makes it. Cooper made it. What a shot by Deshaun Cooper. Northwest down by two, 4 seconds left, and they get the ball in, and Truman's fouled immediately. Deshaun Cooper nailed the three from way outside at the top of the key. Northwest down by two now, 79-77, 4 seconds left in this ball game. So Cole Myers will go to the free throw line for Truman State. And what a finish this is. Northwest down by two, 79-77 with 4 seconds left. Myers at the free throw line. First free throw attempt on its way, and it rolls around the rim, and it is good. 3-point lead, 80-77. He could probably finish it here if he makes this free throw line, if he makes this free throw attempt. Second free throw on its way from Meyer. Shot on its way. Rolls around the rim, and it is good. Myers makes them both. 81-77 is our score. Truman State with the lead. What a game this has shaped out to be. Northwest had the lead at halftime by 4 points, and now you shift it the other way. Truman State up by four with 4 seconds left in this ballgame. 81-77 is where we stand. Both teams in the double bonus, over 10 fouls apiece for both teams. And just great games here throughout this weekend for this Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic for Northwest. Yesterday they lost by two to the defending Division II national champions. And here this afternoon, locked dead tight, 4-point game with Truman State. So Northwest with 4 seconds left, they're down by four, and you got to suggest that they'll go down trying to shoot a three ball without the clock running out and then foul quick. But right now they are down by four. They throw it into Schneider. Schneider gives it to Cooper. Cooper pulls up from three. Shot on its way. No good off the rim. Final buzzer sounds, and that will do it for this game. Truman State comes up with the victory against Northwest Missouri State, 81-77, and Northwest goes 0-2 to finish the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic here at Drury University. What a game this was. Northwest falls 81-77 to Truman State University. We will be back right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677.
Back out here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at the campus of Drury University. And here at the end of the game, Northwest falls 81-77 to Truman State University. And what a game this was. Truman State now being handed a plaque on the floor at this tournament. Northwest goes to 0-2 to finish this tournament here at Drury University. Dylan Starzl receiving an honor of part of the all-tournament team right now on the floor for Northwest, as well as Mike Carlson. So Starzl getting a plaque as the Bearcats will head into the locker room and unfortunately come up with the tough loss here this afternoon to Truman State and go to 0-2 to finish the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic here at Drury University in Springfield, Missouri. We'll be back with our full post-game show right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Championship Motors in Maryville. At 1528 South Main Street, Bill McCauley and his team offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 660-582-8800. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. Serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years, Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More online at nvb.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. St. Francis Hospital and Health Services has been providing health care for Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa for over 110 years. More at stfrancismaryville.com. And from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristatefordlincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance. providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury. Support also comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back into the postgame show, Northwest Missouri State falling 81-77 to Truman State University. Truman State goes to 4-0 on the season, while Northwest falls to 4-4 and are now at 500 on the season. Northwest had the lead going into halftime, 38-34, but Northwest allowing 47 points out of Truman in the second half while they only scored 39, so that's where we stand, 81-77. Now we'll go down the stat line, and we'll start with Truman State, and Reed Mills, the starting point guard, ended up with 14 points for Truman State. He was 5 of 10 from the floor and 1 of 4 from three-point range, also 3 of 4 from the free throw line, grabbed 3 rebounds, 2 assists, and 1 steal. Mike Carlson, the man who had 32 points in yesterday's game, was held in check to 7 points this afternoon. 3 of 5 from the floor, 1 of 2 from the free throw line, and 3 rebounds. Corey Myers, 10 points, 4 of 7 from the field pick, but he also was taken out in the second half to a bad knee injury. We hope he is okay. We definitely send him our best wishes and hope for a good recovery. Merrick Bush ends the game with 4 points, 1 of 1 from the floor, and 3 rebounds. Kyle Kanaski ends up today with 15 points. He hit 3 three-pointers and he also had 6 free throws. Seth Jackson off the bench, 15 points for Truman, 5 of 11 from the floor, and was 5 of 5 from the free throw line. Cole Myers, the brother of Corey Myers, 8 points. All of his points come the free throw line. 8 of 8 from the free throw line for Cole Myers, and what a performance out of him from the free throw line, especially late when he was the one they were fouling in the double bonus situations. Andrew Vanderswag ends up with 7 points for Truman with 2 of 6 shooting and 2 of 3 from 3-point range, and Patrick Burmeister with 1 point and 3 rebounds. Now for Northwest Missouri State, Deshaun Cooper ends up the evening with 17 points, 4 rebounds. He was 4 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 5 from 3-point range, and 8 of 12 from the free throw line. He also had 4 assists. Bryson Williams ends the day with 3 points, 1 of 4 from the floor, and 1 rebound. Connor Crooker with 2 points. He was 1 of 3 from the floor, but Crooker also had 5 rebounds. That was the most for the Bearcats this afternoon. Kyle Schlage, no points, but 2 rebounds. Dylan Starzl, 9 of 11 from the floor and 18 points, also had 4 rebounds. Tyler Funk for Northwest off the bench had 10 points. He was 3 of 5 from the floor and also was 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Funk also had 4 rebounds and 1 assist. Matt Wallace ends up the day with 4 points, all his coming from the free throw line, 4 of 4. And he also had 1 rebound, 1 assist, and a steal. Zach Schneider off the bench, the freshman out of the 6'7 freshman, 12 points, all his points coming from the 3-point range, 4 of 8 from the outside. He also had 2 rebounds and 2 assists. Grant Kozad rounding out Northwest stat line with 11 points, 3 of 5 shooting, and 5 of 6 from the free throw line. And that is where we stand, 81-77 our score, and Northwest Missouri State falls to Truman State. We'll be back after this with our Extra Effort Award. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski. Today, Dr. Jasinski talks with John Coffey about things he's thankful for.
It is the Thanksgiving season, and a great time to really reflect on all the blessings that we have and gratitude. And I've had an opportunity to go meet with a variety of partners, but also then some donors and friends in Chicago. And, you know, I think about the legacy of the last 108 years or so of Northwest Missouri State and the region, and it's huge. And so I give thanks to our region because, you know, the Northwest Missouri and the surrounding regions are so very special. And you and I talk about, you know, how important university is to the community, to the region, but vice versa. I mean, it's all part of that relationship that's so special. So I can certainly start there, and then we can go on from there, John. I mean, our students, I'll tell you what, I'm just so thankful for our students because they're Bearcats, and they understand the Bearcat legacy. And, you know, as they go through their learning process, they understand that the green and white Bearcat nation for what we stand is very, very important. So students, critical, and obviously you have to focus on your people, faculty and staff. And I think as you look around the research, most organizations talk about people being their greatest asset. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, most organizations really do believe that. But at Northwest, there's no question that faculty play a very special role, as do staff, in the development of our students and in our mission of focusing on student success every student, every day. So the people side, just absolutely critical, John. And, you know, that extends into our alumni and friends family, 70,000 plus strong.
That was Northwest Missouri State President Dr. John Jasinski.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back into the post-game show here at the O'Reilly Family Event Center at Drury University in Springfield, Missouri. The third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic, and Northwest falls this afternoon in their second and final game. 81-77, Northwest goes to 4-4 on the season. Truman State now 4-0. Now for our extra effort award, and that goes this afternoon to point guard Deshaun Cooper. Cooper ended the afternoon with 17 points, had 4 rebounds, 4 assists. He was 4 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 5 from 3-point range, and was 8 of 12 from the free throw line, and provided a lot of points for the Bearcats down the stretch. So Deshaun Cooper is our extra effort award winner for the broadcast here this afternoon. 17 points for Cooper, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, and he was 4 of 11 from the field, 1 of 5 from the outside, and 8 of 12 from the free throw line. We'll be back with more of our post-game show right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Hy-Vee. Located at 1217 South Main in Maryville, Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information is available in-store or at 660-582-2191. And from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to enjoy them responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com. Support also comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Also from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Nottoway Valley Bank, now offering its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com or at any one of their locations in Maryville, Savannah, Mound City, and St. Joseph. Support also comes from St. Francis Hospital and Health Services at 2016 South Main in Maryville. St. Francis services include emergency care, surgery, mammography, and obstetrics. More information is available at stfrancismaryville.com. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Kent Peterson of Stanbury.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors.
Back into the post-game show here on the Bearcat Radio Network. I'm Brent Barnett, and Northwest Missouri State falls this afternoon in their final game of the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic by a score of 81-77 to Truman State University. Northwest goes to 4-4 on the season, and then Truman State 4-0. Northwest was up by 4 at halftime, but then lost it in the second half as Truman State 47 points in the second half. And Northwest only 39 points, so we stand 81-77, our final score. Northwest unable to get it done here this afternoon. And what a game this was. Just a magnificent game. Northwest had that lead at halftime. Just like yesterday, they were ahead of Truman State. And just fell through again here this afternoon. They couldn't finish it in the long run.
And so that is where we stand, 81-77 is our final score. So Northwest falls to 4-4 on the season, and Truman State 4-0. And here's a little statistics. Truman State in the second half as a team, 12 of 20 from the floor, shot 60% from the field. They were 22% from the outside. And from the free throw line, this is where it matters, folks. And down the stretch in the second half, Truman State got to the free throw line 24 times. They shot 20 of 24 from the free throw line in the second half. And that is 83%, just a magnificent percentage down the stretch from the free throw line. And they win. And you got to give a lot of credit to that free throw percentage. So they end the day as a team, 23 of 45 from the floor, 51% from the field, and 7 of 14 from the outside. They shot 50%. And from the free throw line, ending the game, 84% from the free throw line for Truman State. Now for Northwest, Missouri State in the second half, only 10 of 26 from the floor. They shot 38% from the floor in the second half compared to 65% in the first half, and finished the game shooting 51% from the floor, 25 of 49. From the three-point range, 4 of 11 in the second half, 36% from the outside, and they finished the game 6 of 15 from three-point range, which was 40%. And Northwest finished the afternoon from the second half. In the second half, they're 15 of 20, 75% from the free throw line, and 21 of 29 from the free throw line altogether throughout the game, which was 72%. We're going to wrap up our post-game show right after this. You are listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information on Facebook or at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. And from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information at heinleinhomefurnishings.com. Support also comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699. Also from O'Malley Beverage in St. Joseph, Missouri. O'Malley is the region's supplier of Anheuser-Busch products and would like to remind you to drink responsibly and to always designate a driver. More at anheuserbusch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at tristateFordandLincoln.com or at 660-582-3677. And from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing, and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. Support also comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri for 145 years. Nottoway Valley Bank now offers its customers mobile banking services. More information is available online at nvb.com. Also from Maryville Hy-Vee, located at 1217 South Main. Hy-Vee offers groceries, delicatessen, salad bar, gas, a bakery, floral shop, and pharmacy. More information available in-store or at 660-582-2191.
The Bearcat Postgame Show. Postgame Show. Supported by Championship Owners.
Back into the postgame show here on the Bearcat Radio Network, and we're about to wrap up our postgame show. Now we're sitting in with head coach of Northwest, Ben McCollum. And coach, just another tough game here this afternoon.
Yeah, it was. You know, we got another lead. Executed the scouting report for about 15, 20 minutes, and then, you know, obviously couldn't close again. So, you know, we got to figure out why, you know, what the problem is, why we can't score late. You know, there's just quite a few issues that we got to figure out.
Now, what were they doing on offense in the second half? They definitely got to the free throw line a lot, it seemed like.
I don't know. Drove our bigs, probably. I'd have to see the film to be sure.
So what's the step here going forward, Coach? Two losses here in the tournament, two really close games, and, you know, what do we do here going forward?
Well, I think we got to be the underdogs again now. I mean, shoot, we're, you know, everybody talked about how good we're supposed to be, and just go get, you know, go get beat up and get beat quite a bit. So hopefully we can go back to being that underdog role and you know, see if that'll help us.
Now, your next game, Coach, what's going to be the motto going in? I know you just talked about being the underdog, so what's going to be the MO going into practice this week?
Find a way to score in the second half. You know, that's our biggest issue is the scoring, and then obviously trying to get stops. I mean, I don't know how they're going to call their game. I mean, it's not that officials are cheating. It's just, you know, there's new rules. They don't call it. They call it like they did last year. And we're playing like we do this year, you know. So we're hands off. So when guys drive, we just take our hands off. We foul them at the rim. They're just body checking us all the way through, and they're not calling it the same way. Now, they're calling it the same way for both teams. It's not that I'm saying it's not fair. It's just we've got to figure out how to adjust to them.
All right, so I imagine going back to the practice floor this week, probably going to be high-intense practice.
What's that?
Probably going to be going back to the practice floor this week, setting for your next opponent, getting all ready, and shaking this tournament, putting it behind you.
Yeah, I mean, if we can, you know, I mean, that's going to be the tough part is getting our guys regrouped and understand that, you know, we're the underdog and can't be scared to lose. You got to go win games. Hopefully we can establish that in practice.
All right, good luck to you the rest of the season, Coach.
Thank you.
That was head coach Ben McCollum here on the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest Missouri State falls this afternoon 81-77 to Truman State. Truman State, not an unfamiliar opponent to Northwest, as they used to be a part of the MIAA conference, and the last time Northwest had defeated Truman was back in 2012. So that will wrap it up here from Drury University, and that will end Northwest part of the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic. We like to give a special thanks to everyone involved with the broadcast. Andy Campbell back engineering back at the KXCV studios. Special thanks to Andy Campbell. Thank you for engineering the game for us. And I'm Brent Barnett signing off here from Drury University in the third annual Comfort Inn Thanksgiving Classic.